This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening, everybody. It is election 2016 in Studio C as we go live to our... I love the flag shot outside. I think I feel more patriotic.
It's very nice.
And I'd like to thank MSNBC
for... Look at it, blowing in the breeze.
As if on cue. I'd like to thank MSNBC for loaning me their music.
I'm sure they're delighted.
I'm sure they will. However, as we come to air tonight, polls in Arizona have just closed. And a couple of things I'd like to point out before we get too far underway. Like I said, we're borrowing MSNBC's music. MSNBC has one, maybe two lesbians on their staff. Tonight, we'll have three in studio. So
that means we win.
I think we're winning. It's all right. What happened? It's weird. Al's not talking, so I don't. I think
the TV's on.
I think something's wrong with Al.
Honey, he was raised in the 70s.
I know. Well, it was just at the top of the hour, so they were calling shit that I had to watch.
So right. Now you're watching MSNBC, and I'm watching CNN. CNN has the current count at 97-84 Clinton.
Yes.
But
MSNBC called Texas.
Even before we get any further into this than we already are, we're going to take care of this little bit of business right now because it needs to be done.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Good luck. You don't have to be ready. You can
I know,
be ready
I have
whenever you want to
I
be
have
ready.
A word already. I heard it done yesterday.
Texas.
Votus POTUS.
Votus POTUS.
Okay. It works as a swear word, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm into it. Votus POTUS.
You know how last week tonight with John Oliver, the last thing is always something fake Latin with
yes.
a picture, and this
oh.
week it was Votus POTUS, and I'm like...
Okay.
I screamed very out, nice. And I'm like, that works as a swear word.
It does work as a swear
now, regular
word.
Listeners, viewers...
That way children can listen.
Regular oh. listeners and viewers...
Don't let your children listen
please
to the show.
I'll try
please
this again.
Not.
I'm going to keep trying
three,
it until I
three.
Get control of this fucking show. Regular listeners and viewers to the show will recognize one of our staff, or our guest cast members here in the studio, none other than Doug Wilkie.
The guest, villainess.
Guest villainess from previous shows.
I love it.
And I don't have a stinger for you, Jason, but Jason Carlton is sitting right here. And that's the shot we're going to have to use most of the night.
Oh, yeah, the grand
oh,
staircase.
Oh, he is the grand staircase. That's right.
I really got to go back and listen to that show because I still don't get it.
You what?
Thank you for my guest villainous music.
Why don't you use the mic
there? Well, we're kind of down a mic.
Katie's coming here in a all second. Right. Oh, you know what we could do? I don't know where it is. Oh, it's in there somewhere. I figured y'all are loud enough, you really wouldn't fucking need it.
That's fair.
It doesn't really matter. So we got Hocus, what did you say, Focus?
Votus POTUS.
Votus POTUS.
The traditional spelling, I assume.
Yeah, of course it is. That's what I think. More of a hocus
pocus.
It'll
turn into that in a minute.
Yeah, probably will. By the way, I have changed out my normal coffee, my normal beverage. I'm drinking, I saw this today on the Facebook. Somebody from Clinton's campaign was planning their party for the night, their election party, and they were drinking Orange Crush and vodka in an effort to crush the orange thing. So I thought, well, it's got vodka in it. And an orange beverage. I think I'm all right. I'm gonna enjoy
Votus,
it.
POTUS.
I'll be having one.
It's all right. Now we also have. Al was kind enough to go shopping at the single girl Safeway earlier today, and brought...
Because I wanted to see more traffic.
Yeah.
It was busy out there today.
Yeah,
Jesus. Really, people are excited.
But, for real.
People are like, out there Jesus, around.
Well, you went to Target for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
My God.
Feels like a bad idea every day.
I don't know. I actually just think I wanted to walk around in this shirt and get as many reactions as possible. And I had a great time.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you should have come to Scottsdale.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a good call. I did go to a Home Depot.
That's just a normal.
Not just full of lesbians.
No,
but, right.
Actually, the boys.
Huh?
It was more like
that's why I go to Home Depot.
Different.
Oh, got it. All right, my bad. Very bad.
I wasn't sure.
By a sliver.
So close.
10,000.
There's going to be a lot of distractions tonight in the studio. Our normal chat room screens on either side of us are replaced by MSNBC and CNN, respectively. So we're getting as much information inbound to this room as possible.
My brain is so alive.
So in an odd happening, tonight's show will actually somewhat be fact-based.
Don't hold it against us.
Because we're just reading aloud.
So we're not watching Fox.
We're not watching Fox. But the meltdown continues,
but
I'm sure.
I think the meltdown's going to be on this TV, I'm sad to say.
Oh, you know what I need to do? Yeah. Do that. We weren't broadcasting on the audio only. Fuck them. Well, they'll join us now.
Welcome, audio only
Welcome
listeners.
Them. Hello.
Where does one go to listen to audio only?
You can listen through the what's the app called? It's the iTouch Radio app.
TuneIn
Radio app.
Oh, okay. Well, hello.
From our website,
directly
we also
through
have
the website.
There's a lot going on. Where is the... Oh, here it is, chat room.
Well, Virginia comes in late. Don't worry about Virginia.
Do you remember when I was discussing how Aaron and I had driven back from Michigan? And
vaguely.
I talked about that we went through Ohio, we went through Indiana,
yeah.
Kentucky,
yeah. Oh, sure.
Tennessee, bloop, into Mississippi, over through Arkansas,
M-I-S-S-I-S-S.
Oklahoma.
You went through all the red states.
Right. And all of a sudden, you see like all this shit coming up, and Mom's like, well, I don't know. And I said, who fucking cares? It's all the ones we want to give back anyway. Fucking, and if that offends anyone, that's the show. So, I mean, but
we're okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much how this show runs. Yeah.
I mean, for real, I just sat there like, what is this, a fucking surprise? Fucking morons. And I mean that with love, care.
Mm-hmm.
I miss you, Marnie.
All kinds of things.
I mean, that's the nicest possible way.
Totally.
Oh, we're bringing bringing liberals together right here in studio. See, it works out well.
We got to catch you all while we're still looking. But Amina, Don, Anant, Jenny is back with us.
Hey, welcome back, Jenny.
Hi. Mama Di says hello, Doug and Jason.
Oh,
she's out there.
Thank you. And I think I saw Aaron in there and Joe.
How come we don't have pictures, Anant? You said you were going to send them.
Oh, that's a true story.
Oh,
we all have email addresses.
Being chastised right here on the show on this.
Live, right here on Q Talk America.
Only because out of love. It's out of love.
Yeah, they talk about their own shit.
Yeah.
No, we don't like that.
It's kind of like where they all
Since when did you become a staff member of this show? Oh, wait, you do have music. I'm sorry. My bad. I take that back.
Welcome to the team.
That sounded so sincere.
You won't get paid either.
Were you welcoming me?
I was.
I felt like
as a staff member to Q Talk America, was
I felt
too
like
much?
You were saying that as you were shredding an inspirational poster from a corporate office.
Hang in there, babe.
Yeah, that cat's going down.
That cat's going to fall off that branch eventually. Go fuck yourself.
I've been a guest star.
Oh,
that I know you have as a longtime listener of the show.
Well,
years ago, I don't listen now.
If you go back far enough, he actually was. He's old enough to have been a guest star on Columbo.
Okay.
Actually.
Recording.
Oh, I watch them on MeTV all the time.
Sounds very awesome. Exciting. It's all very exciting.
Yes, indeed. Well, the only thing.
One day he actually stopped what he was doing to explain to me what had happened on Rockford Files the night before. And I was like. Okay, we got to get you out of the house more.
The only reason was because Lauren Bacall was on.
That's right. And it was a two-parter.
It was a two-parter. It had to be continued the next night. The mystery was so large. It was a grand staircase.
It was the bigliest episode ever.
And in
double episode.
The second little story in that was that Lauren Bacall and James Rockford had kind of become a love interest in the same show.
Oh, my God,
there was a lot going on in that Firebird.
They could make a handsome couple, I think.
Well, they're both dead now, so I don't know.
No.
There she got your
My God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, and by the way, for those of you, nobody else cares but me, I realize this because I did it myself. MSNBC loaned us not only their music and we have a lovely
and one
jacket,
of Maddow's jackets.
A lesbian in a jacket in our here. I did not
an
want
an entire pantsuit.
I didn't
Thank
want our
much.
Studio to be outdone, so I have a live shot of a camera that occasionally waves in the breeze outside.
I thought, you can see it just I slightly feel, moving right there.
And, oh yeah, it is. I felt like we are almost on par with MSNBC at this point.
This feels like America to me.
America.
This is what it feels like, ladies.
Lotus.
That picture right there, that's what America feels like.
Gently swaying.
Well, before this gets any uglier, because I know there's going to be more information coming from right and left, no pun intended, on the TVs and stuff, does anybody want to share anything that they've done in the past week, aside from freak out about this night?
Yeah.
Kat Carlson, we'll start with you.
A little bit of freak out. Actually, not freak out. I love days where everyone around you has the same kind of energy. Like, yeah. Everyone around you has that same kind of, like, nervous and hopeful and excited and scared. Like, that adrenaline. Really, I completely love it. So today's been so much fun. But I can't remember anything that I've done, so it must have been really, really eventful.
Wow. All yeah. right.
It was book fair week last week.
Oh, okay.
I went to happy hour. Exhaustion hit me like a wall. I crapped out early, like... Yeah. Very exciting things.
Lots going on.
Lots and lots of things. Mm-hmm. But I sold another $18,000 worth of books in one school.
Holy shit.
Wow. That a girl.
Nicely done.
Keeping America reading.
Somebody's reading.
Somebody needs to read. Listen.
Listen.
People, this is on my list of shit that needs to happen Listen, coming up people. Soon, and it's going to be read books, and that means all of you, too.
Do I have to read? Oh, okay. I'm in.
You'll read. I know you will.
Are you done?
That's the way I'm going to solve America.
Well, no, I was trying to segue.
Excuse my beauty, yes.
I was trying to segue.
Excuse my beauty.
I will read.
Hey, one vote, two votes. Oh, I vote, you
nice.
Vote.
Oh, very what? Nice.
And it has a glossary.
Is that what you found at Target?
They have it at Target, but no, I found it at Cost Plus World Market.
Shut the front door. Is
wow. And I have
they
sent
really
it to a couple
anything.
Of people.
They
it's
really
fantastic.
Will.
I need a copy of that immediately.
I'm telling you, it's fantastic.
I'm going on Amazon here in a minute, and I'm going to order it.
Yes. It really is. It's fantastic. So we went to the local fest here on Saturday, and it was really great. It was huge. Yeah. It was huge.
Huge.
It was huge.
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 It was bigly.
What? His hands? Oh, his hands.
Oh, yes, his hands
his
are big.
Pants.
So we did that, and I had a very special couple in town from Minnesota.
What you're going to say episode.
No, Jesse's
very special episode.
Mom
oh,
and
right.
his stepdad were here, so that was fantastic. We went to Ocotillo. I think I had mentioned mm-hmm. that last uh-huh. week. Aaron and I then tried it again for dinner because mm-hmm. we went for brunch. Really, don't waste your time. These are the things
it's
I'm going to throw
for brunch.
Out.
No, I told you.
I don't mean to be rude about anything local.
But I really don't think
I told
listening.
It to you yeah. about like the time that we actually Jason and I were there that we were like. Yeah.
I didn't think it was that greedy.
Well, we got there at like 10 to 5, and they hand you a full menu, so you're excited. Like, look yeah. at what we have the possibility to eat, but you can't. No, they say you can have this or
nay,
this.
Nay,
nay, nay.
Because what, at 5 o'clock the menu changes?
5:30.
Oh.
But they said, so 40 minutes ahead of time. Why don't you just hand out a little tapas menu then? Like
yeah.
something. And so anyway, that was hashtag white women's problems right now. So that was just terrible, yeah. Yeah. I thought.
You're going to be all right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We don't know. But we did that and won't be doing it again. What else? I sent this to a couple of people. I don't know if I had pointed that out yet.
No.
It's fantastic.
It really is. It's
I'm going to Amazon right now.
Fantastic. And other than
and
that...
And is it legitimately by him? Or is it just in the vein
in
of...
In the vein of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would say,
but
super
very,
dead still.
Yeah,
so.
Real dead.
But
well,
I was
it really,
an old book.
It's
remember,
very smart.
I cut out really, children's books really young. I went to Stephen King.
It tells
really
you.
Young.
I went Laura Ingalls Wilder, Stephen King.
I appreciate
fast.
The fact that it tells you like how to vote, and it walks you through everything, and then at the end it says, and then
oh my
whoever
goodness.
Loses concede. Mm. Like, basically, that it talks about them conceding and helping.
Can we did you that happen to send one of these to Trump Tower? Mm. Right.
No, should I have?
You should have.
Maybe we should now.
They said earlier on MSNBC that Trump advisors had actually...
I don't want to get too ahead of myself.
Amazon Prime can only get it to me tomorrow.
Oh.
Maybe late. Right.
Trump advisors were reportedly telling Trump to get away from a TV for a while and go do something else. Because apparently he's sitting up in Trump Tower, up in his little...
Having a heart attack, I'm sure. He's just getting angry.
He's drinking Diet Coke and eating a taco salad, and he's up there freaking out in case something... They're like, just take a break. Calm down.
Right. I can only imagine. Like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being the guy?
This has legitimately been all good news for him. Like, there is nothing on that TV that's...
That's bad news for him yet. No.
Like, they didn't call Minnesota or Michigan or Maine. Or Pennsylvania.
They haven't called them yet, though.
Yeah, they're not. Right. But
they're not landslide.
That whole list they haven't called yet.
Pennsylvania is one that usually gets called the minute the polls close.
Yeah. That whole list they're showing right there, Kat, on that other screen. That's the list they haven't called yet.
Yeah, but Michigan, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania are usually called right out of the gate. That's very rare for them to...
A little editorial post-it.
So, Alfie, what did you do this week? Anything? Other work?
No, I worked and worked and worked and worked. And then I decided to have a Zen day yesterday, which failed miserably.
Oh, no.
I just stayed up watching like all the closing speeches for everybody. Oh. I never went to bed after work. And then finally about 9:30.
This morning?
Yeah. No, 9:30 last night. Oh. I was like, all right, I've now been up for like 36 some out, 24 some hours. I don't even fucking know.
Seems like enough.
It's a long fucking time, and it was time to go to bed.
I see.
That happened.
Well, there's that.
Got a manicure and pedicure. Well, I tried to keep off the nausea and the insanity for as long as I could. And
I had a fun evening last night, and Mom was involved with it. I was thrilled with it. For those of you that follow me on Facebook or have seen it, it was my third time to go see Puddle's Pity Party, which is the sad clown with the golden voice. And we had an absolute blast. Dion Brown, my mom, myself, and my friend Daniel Ray Bootsy, who's also been on this show a few times. So Mom was pulled up on stage by Puddles. So she was not only put on stage, and he put this thing over her head that's looked like a coyote. But this, some of the pictures that Dion got me, I just love.
I love it.
Right now, she's at home watching this on her big screen, screaming at me because I put pictures. But I think it was so.
That's adorable.
We laughed so hard. We left there hurting. We had laughed so hard.
That's
it was a great time. I never in my life thought I would ever be on stage playing backup air guitar to a clown.
Exactly.
Seriously. He pulled myself and Bootsy up from, because we were both right off the center aisle on first row, pulled us both up to play air guitar and another guy to play air drums. And as Puddles sang the finale.
But I thought you had emceed and like done shows with Barbara Seville. So isn't that similar?
I said Puddles.
Oh.
Different clown.
Ooh. Oh, I was making sure.
Same family.
Wow, lesbian one is getting a little lippy tonight. Wow. As we go
just
to...
It's usually my job.
Just kidding, Babs, I swear.
As we go to break...
Bonus powder.
Oh, you didn't hear me say earlier. I don't think you were here because I never know when you come in.
Yeah, maybe.
That we are in the running to beat NBC tonight because they've got one, maybe two lesbians. Yeah. By the time the show's over, we should have three.
We should.
I don't know when the hell. Katie June said she'd be here at 7.
She's right on time.
Yes. Did she tell you what time zone?
Makes me very happy.
This is like 7 o'clock Hawaii time.
The young man in the striped suit has made it funny.
Rachel Madman over here.
The curator of the Justin Bieber fan club over here.
I'll be henceforth referred to as JB. Mr. Maddow Jr. Thank you very much.
The doctor.
Now, she's a doctor.
That's right.
She's a doctor.
That's right.
What would you?
Sir, are not.
You could be a bachelor.
You don't know my life.
Bachelor.
Maybe.
You don't freaking know my life. I might be a doctor.
Maybe not.
Really? Of what?
You just play one on TV.
Mixology.
Again, you don't know my life.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been
told. I feel like we do.
Yeah, I feel like it's been told.
I feel like we do.
I might have made the whole thing up.
You might have.
I was Dr. Ben Carson for like 6 months.
For like a minute and a half. That's right. That's true.
But your eyes are too open.
And you're far too white.
You're way too alert.
And they
it's not enough beard
on Saturday Night Live before they're back to before they play the main show of the night, they'll play an old
repeat.
Pull
that thing towards you.
Well, I'm trying to share it with him.
But he's not talking right now.
Talking a minute. Okay.
So
that's how radio works.
Yeah. So they played one from last year during the Republican primaries, where they had Dr. Ben Carson,
who cares?
His name was not walking on stage, like just changing his mind halfway out to the debate, and he didn't come out, and then everyone was walking around him.
Funny.
And Jeb all of a sudden just is like, what the fuck? And he's like, I don't know what you're doing back here. And they finally had to like coax him out. It was just
I don't remember that.
Oh my god, it was one
I do remember that. That was hysterical.
Well, I remember when it actually happened, but I didn't see the one on SNL.
Well, no, because it happened the night that SNL was on. So they just had to do it in the news. They're like, okay, we're live and the debate just ended. Here's what you missed.
Okay.
It was just so funny to have an SNL having like breaking news on there. You know what I mean? On the comedy thing. And they're like,
who ever thought that they were your news source?
We can't even parody this. Yeah. It's too funny just the way it is. What would we do to make this funnier?
Right.
So here's my little contribution that I want to make right now.
Oh, look at
now.
You. That's how you use a mic, Doug. Very
exactly.
Good.
So Al and I are both at, as he said, Oscar levels of stress right now about the of anticipation of the.
So the layman's term to that is freaking the fuck out. Right?
Yeah, freaking the fuck out. So I don't know if this ties in with your word or not. A word of the night.
Vote is POTUS.
If you know, there's the POTUS, and then First Lady is FLOTUS.
Uh-huh.
But I saw today that if Clinton wins, then Bill is going to be FAGOTUS.
First gentleman, right?
Yes.
I think it's just
it doesn't roll. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Really
right?
Not as much as FLOTUS, but I.
Yeah.
What
why
I
can't
love,
it just be BOTUS about that?
What I'd say BOTUS.
BOTUS.
Bubba.
Yeah. No. What I love about that story is that actually Hillary just kind of decreed that some time ago. She was in an interview. And, you know, everybody's been asking and kind of joking about it all along. Like, what do we call Bill? Because, number one, you always call a former president Mr. President.
President, that's right.
Right. So she...
That's right, yeah.
Right, this is a whole thing. Because for their entire life, anyone who's been president, you call them Mr. President.
Right.
And so she decided, she said, you know what? He shall be called. And, like, didn't say, I think we're gonna... Or maybe he will be called the first gentleman.
Okay.
And shut it down. Like, she just decided and said, this is what we're gonna do. And that's the end of it.
Or it could just be BLOTUS.
We're gonna move for just a second, Marnie.
I mean, aside from obvious reasons,
I feel like that joke. Why? I feel like that joke didn't land. Number one, he went vegan and lost a whole lot of weight. He's real skinny, so he's not all bloated.
No. Oh, is that what you were going for? I really had nothing.
I'm the acronym's not working for me here.
I like it.
So here's
but what did it stand for?
Whatever I want it to.
Oh, okay.
BLOTUS.
If you stand for nothing, Burr, what do you fall for?
Ever.
But isn't that also just etiquette-wise what it would be? Because there's a first, there's ladies,
ladies and gentlemen.
And gentlemen. So
yes, and it's and that's what it should
I mean,
be.
No
but the
to her, but like
right,
right.
But the
her
big
etiquette
dis-
advisor could have told her that too. Right?
Sure. The big distinction is that Bill is
the
president.
That
right. That's going to be unique.
And I had not thought of that, but that's really interesting.
And so that would be unique. Were it another woman whose
what
husband had not
FOPOTUS?
Been president,
the FOPOTUS.
No.
The former president of the United States.
No. That just sounds terrible.
For POTUS.
The president for
POTUS. I liked him on
Yeah,
Mayberry.
I mean, if you think about it, though, like, how else was that going to go besides first gentleman? First man? Like,
yeah,
what were we going
to
go
be,
with?
Right. Classy folks said first dude.
That's why I was like, boy.
No.
What's up, boy?
No.
Hey, boy.
What's up, boy?
Oh,
to the man from Arkansas. No, that's not it,
depending on how tonight turns out,
hey, boy.
That may be how this all goes back.
It sure could. Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if certain people have it the way that they want it.
We're going to do an adult.
Stand anyone by.
Else
stand by. There's going to be a breakthrough.
By their families?
Is there what?
Just curious. No, anyone else completely embarrassed by their families?
Like our own families?
Yeah.
No, because I deleted everybody.
Oh, good.
Like on...
Also, just a quick question. Just to clear it up in my head. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so you know that whole, like, let's keep people from the polls.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a Republican thing?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. I thought so. Because I saw something today, and it was someone that I'm familiar with who had not, maybe changed her name after she got married. And so she...
I feel like these are clues. And we should be following
No, not at all. You wouldn't have a clue. So she forgot. No, not at all. So she didn't change her name after getting married, apparently, and then was very concerned this morning about voting. Oh, my God, wait a minute, which makes I completely get. But then everybody on that was responding, don't worry about it. No one asked us for IDs. No one asked us for IDs. No one asked us for IDs. At which point someone puts on there, well, don't worry about it because I know how you're voting, and it's the liberals that always want to make sure that we have the identification, and like went through this whole thing blaming liberals. And I thought, are we?
Well, that's also a Republican thing, is to take the thing
and make it up
that you're being accused of, and right. say, no, I'm rubber, you're glue.
Puppet. No, you are.
No, you puppet, are. Puppet, you're
are.
The puppet.
You are wrong.
Right.
And the auntie's in the chat room, and I have a serious question.
All right.
I haven't been following the chat room because we're it's not on the big screens anymore. We're having to do it
it's
on
very
our
hard
own.
To see.
It's on our other
yeah. Many things are happening.
And why are you Googling Jason Medina? What's the issue?
Because they can see your screen from there.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, minimize that.
Which, this one?
I don't know.
I saw it earlier.
Minimize it.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I forgot he was actually still there because I
can't. No, you didn't.
No, actually, he's been on my screen for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, Google the video waking up with Jason Medina and then get a bottle of wine and just watch that for 4 minutes.
Or a box of Kleenex.
Either way.
Oh.
What's really weird is I've seen the video.
It's heartwarming. It's actually one video that actually pulls at my heart.
Pulls at your heart.
Yes,
it's very
really
sweet.
Because like
sweet.
That's what it's really all I've ever wanted in
See,
life.
See, now we're talking. Look at Philadelphia County.
What are they doing? Kat, give us an update, would you?
Well, they're talking Pennsylvania because it's still they're saying it's too close to call over here at CNN, but
I like his name.
They're what's that?
Boozman.
Oh. I enjoy Boozman. But they're talking about because Sharon said to me, like, how do they project so quickly? And the answer is that they know how many votes are out there. And so once you know how many are counted, you can mathematically decide, like, at a certain point, there's just no more. Even if one party gets all of the other votes, like, they still can't get enough. And that's when they start to call it. So when you watch or listen to CNN, they will zoom into their little magic map and do it county by county.
Tammy Duckworth.
Tammy Duckworth won.
Yeah, she did.
I didn't see that. Sorry.
Yeah. In Illinois, we're very excited for her.
That's great.
So what they're doing in Pennsylvania on CNN right now is they're zooming into Philadelphia County, where Clinton's up by 81% to some 20%. And Bucks County, which is another place where there's a lot of people.
Good job, Jason.
And a lot of vodka in that glass.
Yeah. We're going to crush some oranges
but
there.
Then I agree with Sharon and like asking that question.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Every 4 years, did you? I ask the same
thing. They just do mathematical.
And I try really hard not to be really condescending
no,
and say,
no, because,
math.
No, because when I'm looking at it, first
it's
of all.
It's called math.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm called literature.
It's called
major.
Now I'm sleeping in a tent in the backyard. Yeah. Like, I try really hard not to do
that. Honest to God, I'm not good at math, so we can be...
That was helpful.
Is that why you're always in charge of payroll?
Because when they say...
Right.
Oh, that's just
if there are 100 votes out there and I already have 51 of them, you can't win.
Sure.
Ever.
Yeah, no, sure.
But it's also forecasting. They also do a lot of extrapolating based on, like, Cuyahoga County in Ohio. That's going to be Democratic, and they're already at... It's not like so much that there's not enough votes left. It's that there's in the percentage that's left, it's going to keep swinging...
It's going to keep going.
Right. It's not a mathematical, like they're out of numbers. It's a, okay, now there's this many votes left.
Because when I see 3% in,
no, but it
I kind of go, whoa.
When they call it, that is a mathematical.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's based on a, it's with computers. No, they're doing it by, extrapolation.
There's some semantical differences there. When they call it, then their math is pretty secure. When they project it, when Wolf Blitzer comes up and says, ready to project, that's a different thing.
That's when they're extrapolating.
Right. That's when they're expanding.
Someone would ask, how can they project that with only 3% in? Because clearly it's not what she was saying there's this many votes left. No, they're just saying, this is the right percentage at 3%.
But it could turn.
Oh.
It's just like the way
probably won't.
Right. It's just like how polls do. They didn't poll everybody in the United States. That's called voting. You poll a number. And what's that statistical number that once you hit, like, 261 or some stupid
414.
Once you hit this number, you've hit a sampling of whatever you want to know. It's very strange.
Yeah, that's a lot of math.
Plus or minus 5 is at 414.
We are
Kentucky. Kentucky.
Statistics.
Yeah. 30 minutes away from more polls
more
closing.
Polls, right?
May I have a cunt mug, please?
They're in the kitchen. They're right there on the counter.
Fabulous.
Excuse me. But they've all been washed as of today.
Like when they call something, there's only this many votes left, and so even if you had got 100% of the remaining votes, you're still losing.
And that's when the Secretary of State certifies.
Right, that's when it's certified done.
Yeah.
Because CNN and so on and so forth have called it wrong before.
They have.
Yeah, but they've been, and they've all been good since.
And called it too soon.
Yeah, what's, what was the election? Was it NBC or CNN got slapped pretty CNN. Bad when they did it?
2000, they went back and forth both ways, but I don't know. I don't remember. Because they all did it.
They also don't like when you call before. They used to call before California.
Right, and they stopped doing that.
Because they do the same thing.
Right, like, they let everybody close their polls first.
But we all, but we also don't wait for
Hawaii. Why don't you come sit over here?
Well,
yeah, why don't you?
I certainly wouldn't want to take anything away from her.
Well, she ain't here.
It's 31 minutes. She's late.
I feel like.
And she's got three kids. She would have texted.
Well, I'm assuming.
And maybe, this, and this ain't going
well. Her hands full.
Unless she got lost between her house and here. Yeah. Carlton, if you'd like a higher chair, you can go to that.
She might have stopped at a nice bar.
Fine, where you are. Good. I like you being here because I can send you on errands if I need to.
Hey, boy.
Can you open that for me?
Yes. So while we kill time for more polls to close, has anybody ever wondered why we vote today?
Yes.
Yeah, would you like to know?
Yes. Sure.
Oh.
You can read it out of Dr. Seuss.
I sure could, but I also like mildly prepped for this show.
Oh.
Nice.
I really didn't. I have one story and that's all I've got.
No, I have a little bit of cuz is his mic on?
No, I just turned it on.
Does this have to do with
nobody was there before, so I didn't want
that's so nice.
Rural America.
It does
thing.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It does a little bit. It was in 1845 that the Tuesday after the first Monday in November was established for presidential elections. And that was president only. And then in 1875, we adopted it for House members, and it kind of grew from there. But why Tuesday and why November? It was all convenience to 19th century America. Mm-hmm. It was definitely for rural. Most Americans were farmers at the time, devoutly Christian, and needed time to travel because it's like half a century later until the National Highway Service comes into effect. So Sundays are out. Because you got to go to church, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Those fuckers.
Got to.
So 2 days of like travel time.
And, right, so you need 2 days of travel time because people had to get to the county seat to vote.
Right.
And they didn't have cars.
Oh.
Wasn't a factor until much later.
So no Uber.
So you're going to
need a babysitter.
There was no Uber in the 1800s.
The carriage Uber.
There's no car. There's no highway. And you've got to get to the county seat. Like, it's going to take me about a day to get from where I'm at to downtown Phoenix if I'm just riding a fucking horse.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to take me all day. So it was.
And you'd have a sore ass.
Yep.
God, that would suck.
Only in gay counties.
Well, maybe. Well.
But then the question you might ask.
I mean, happy. It's what I meant.
Whatever.
I don't know. Nobody. Whatever.
I didn't even listen to what you
said. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, sir. Carry on with your story. Cute.
Go ahead, son.
I hate these people.
There's times.
So then, the distinction of the first Tuesday after the first Monday comes in for three reasons. Ready? Number one is...
I know one. Can I guess one?
Yes, please.
Yeah. It is because it is a Catholic Day of Obligation.
And All Saints Yay. Day, All a Saints holy day, day of obligation okay. for Roman Catholics. Number two, business. Most merchants at the time were in the habit of doing their books for the preceding month on the first. So I can't vote. I got to do my books.
You had to settle your accounts.
Absolutely.
And number three, put those two together with politics. Members of Congress were worried that the economic success or failure of the previous month might sway someone's vote. So put
now
a little week's worth of distance away from that. You had a terrible month. You might vote for the other guy.
Right.
But if it's the next day, you'll be thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has been several times tried unsuccessfully. People have attempted to change it. It just hasn't gone through yet. It hasn't become a big deal. But there are groups out there that want to change it. So if you don't like it, you could probably seek them out.
I think another
and
like,
join their
I think
ranks.
In Australia, they vote on Saturday.
I don't know.
I think they
I didn't look up the voting
there
list of
you're
other
correct.
Countries.
There are other countries that do vote on weekends
Which
when everybody's
leads
really
to higher sure. turnout.
Sure. That and again, I don't know why this is not a national fucking holiday.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, because Republicans don't want people to vote.
Well, of course they don't.
Right.
In some parts of this country,
we only want people who can afford the time off to be able to vote.
In some parts of this country, they would say the liberals don't want you to vote. Mm-hmm.
Just well, sure. I'm rubber, you're glue.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I lie, just like Trump, too.
look at you.
Wow. You've been reading that book a little. What?
She's not making a pun. She's making rhymes now. That's look right. at her go.
So many gifts.
I'm growing up right before your eyes. Or growing out.
So many gifts.
Goodness gracious. The good news is that a lot of states are you know, expanding their early vote, their mail-in vote, their waistlines, maybe.
Yeah.
Don't think when I tried to put on this suit, I went, that's
strangely
interesting in the waistline.
One of the most liberal, it's one of the most liberal states in general, but it does have, like, a really mean Republican streak, is the fact that New York has not a minute of early voting.
Right. Yeah.
And it's but again, it's like Pennsylvania, where, like, the cities are liberal and the middle parts really, 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 really right. Republican. So there's this cross check that's pretty. It's not like California. They usually end up because of the cities voting blue states, but internally they're very Republican. Mm-hmm. So they have this mixed message going on.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize. Again, where like some things with New York are very liberal, some things aren't. Like they had like the whole back to Bernie Sanders being pissed off at that fucker again. The fact that he had all those rallies and didn't tell people in all those rallies in New York to change their registration.
Right.
Since it was months and months ahead of time. Like, one of the things that probably is not going to work out for it because it looks like Hillary's going to lose. One of the things that she was doing.
Damn it!
That
we can drink sad champagne, too. I don't think we can. Exactly.
She's not ahead of anything that they're showing.
What?
Yeah, like she's behind.
It's not looking especially happy right now.
No, nothing.
We need a win. We need a win.
Remember last week when I said we were going to maybe not have a show next week, but we thought we'd better in case something happens. We may not have a show next week.
It's still very early.
Yes, it's very early.
It's very early. And Virginia usually goes the other way. Colorado, they call late. Well, Virginia, remember the northeastern part is the last one to put in their fucking votes every time, and it pisses us all off. Because it looks like he's losing, or it looks like the person's losing. And then those last few votes come in from outside of D.C.
Woof.
Yeah, and it's like, what the fuck are you people waiting for? But we're making progress. So my point about New York was that Bernie should have been, like, Hillary's to her detriment. I don't know why it wasn't working. She kept holding her small but effective rallies near voter registrations or early vote sites.
Oh, yeah.
And she was really good about telling people,
hey,
you
want to
vote, this is closed, this is open, this one. But people weren't going to her rallies getting information. They're going to Bernie. And for some reason, Bernie wasn't telling his people what they needed to do to vote for him. Like, he was missing that part of his ground game.
You know why? Because in my day, we didn't go early. We got up and went.
We got on our horse and went to the county seat.
Right. Yeah.
Damn it, Bernie.
2 days. 2 days.
Damn it, Bernie.
We rode uphill both ways in the snow. Our ass hurt.
We had to leave right after church.
Temple.
He was a Jew.
Oh, no. Wait. That's the other problem with.
That's
which
Mormon
which
too,
day no. is the Jewish Sabbath? Is
Saturday.
That Saturday?
Saturday.
That takes Saturday off the...
exactly. Right.
Yeah. That takes Saturday
that's
off of
not
voting
why, That's
too.
Not why they cared about it in 1845.
No, of course they didn't. But if you're
you
one,
mean now.
But your one day of travel and Saturday would have led you to the Sabbath and you wouldn't be able to be able to do anything because voting would be an activity.
Aren't the Jews more efficient nowadays? I think we should get all of them. If we get all of them on the early voting, we can take our Saturday back and we can vote on Saturday.
Let me tell you, I have yet to meet a Jew that doesn't vote.
Huh? What?
I have yet to meet a Jew that does not vote.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Civic responsibility is
very high.
Well, that they learned what not being able to vote did a few years ago. So it's all...
This show got dark.
Stop picking on the Jews. I love them.
I love them, too. I'm sure they own most of what media...
I was just trying to educate
I'm sure they own most of whatever media we're watching getting information right now, including YouTube. Well,
probably not that Breitbart or whatever.
Just
speculating.
No blacks or Jews allowed in Breitbart.
No.
Pretty sure.
Anything with K's.
Anybody else have a story? Somebody have something to talk about?
Well, I was going to talk briefly about the fact I have a picture for us. Yeah, oh my God, let me find. Where's my cursor? Where's my goddamn?
We got to kill 20 minutes for more polls closed.
Sure. What's up? We'll get there. Where's my little? There's the story. Bingo. We'll read this. Well, down under in the old Australia's Northern Territory, also known as NT. If you've ever had the pleasure of reading the NT News or checked out the fun tourism activities they offer, you've probably figured out that Territorians have a little bit more than a rough swearing vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Not unlike this show, because we are get a little back. Well, let me show you what their new campaign is. And some people are really calling it into question. This is what their new campaign is.
Oh, fuck.
See you in the Northern Territory is what they're saying.
And I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either. I mean, they've got they've got the blue, and then they got this one's in red. That's kind of pretty.
Oh, that's delightful. Look at that sunset.
They've got shirts, too. Look at that.
Now, Clayton, are they infringing on your particular?
We get copyright cut.
Oh,
we tried.
Oh, okay. Just looking out for you.
So this new tourism campaign called See You in the NT has made the fact plainly obvious that their vocabulary is a little bit crazy. Created by a group called NT Official, there's no prizes for guessing what the swear word of the campaign is alluding to, according to the website. The NT Official website is selling shirts and singlets bearing the cheeky slogan. The See You in NT Facebook and Instagram page is all about encouraging people to visit the top end or the Northern Territory. Apparently, there's a wealth of gorgeous places up in the NT, and they want you to see. They want to see you in the NT.
I like it.
I thought it was a well worthwhile cause. In fact, we probably should get some shirts.
I was just going to say, I'm wondering how much it's going to cost us to get some shirts.
And the only blowback that I've heard of, and I don't know if I was reading, so I don't know if you said this, was that the Northern Territories kind of trademarked NT.
So, I know they trademarked it.
Yeah, the blowback is about the NT,
not the cunt.
Not about the cunt.
Oh, really? No, yeah.
They're like, we don't really care about the language.
They don't.
And I just thought that was funny in the article that I have up and have since lost. That was the funny objection.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was the funny irony of that story.
Katie Jew,
ladies and gentlemen.
Say, stay where you are, Doug. She's late. Fuck her.
No, that's okay. I'll give her back her seat.
I'm late as a motherfucker.
We'd like to sit close.
We're glad you're here, and you brought a sweater, which is smart. No, sit there.
Doug was there, and then you were late, so we moved Doug.
Yeah, I'll move back, though.
Now, Katie Jane, you just came from some event.
I did. I came from the Kirsten Cinema event.
Yay!
So, in and out of there in under an hour is beyond
it's
me.
Crazy town.
Okay, right. So she has an excuse.
Well, yeah, and Kirsten cornered me, and she's like, please come back to work. I'll pay for an au pair.
Oh.
Another drink, all of the things.
Why would you come drink here?
A glass of wine.
Wonderful things you like to hear, sure.
And you turned your back on all of it to be
here.
Hey! Do you need me to open that for you, or is it screw top?
There's wine glasses in the
it's a screw top.
In the kitchen to the left and above the right there. You know where they are.
It's nice.
Find
your listeners will now know where your wine glasses are.
Right.
By the sake of.
We like to keep them apprised. Oh, the Dow futures plunge 500 points. By the way, this election's going.
Oh no! By the way, they're going.
That is some.
All
serious.
Of our futures are going to plunge farther than that.
So NBC has no real use for Chris Hayes during this whole thing. They've set him aside in a studio alone. They're cutting
Chris
to him
Matthews?
Only.
Breaking news.
No, Chris Hayes. That guy.
Yeah.
Chris, oh, got it. Sorry.
They're only cutting to him for breaking news. Should any other news happen during this?
And,
I thought that.
And
was
it's serious. Not. And nothing's happening.
Not much is happening.
He's pissed.
I thought that was funny as hell to me. Poor Chris Hayes. Everybody else is out there on the big boy pen playing on the big desk, and he's back in a little corner studio. I thought it was fantastic. Yeah, all in. Or not.
Or not. Some in.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, my God. Well, here we are. Anymore? Well, now, Katie June, is there an... To use the French that you used when you came in.
Bonsoir.
Is there an au pair somewhere monitoring children? Is Kelly
her name's Kelly Flading.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure if Kelly had the night off.
So also, I feel really horrible because she and Palmer were going to tune in at 7 so that I could say, hi, Palmer.
And then she could immediately go to bed.
They probably have heard a lot of, she goes,
hopefully they
will it be like clean for a 5-year-old?
Why?
No.
It's not even clean for a 45-year-old for crying out loud.
Right. So anyway.
That would be me.
So, hi, honey, if you're still listening.
I'm closest to the.
And how's big sister doing?
Oh, whatever, bitch.
She's great. And I don't know if any of you saw today. My Facebook post was so excited.
Oh, that was awesome.
You're pregnant again?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ is right.
Oh. Sitcom called The Brady Bunch.
So courtesy of our very own Congresswoman Kirsten Sinema and her chief of staff, mostly.
Oh, yes, I did
We
see
got
that.
A letter from Barack and Michelle Obama.
Oh, I did see that.
Saying, congrats on, joining the world kind of thing. And with the picture.
Dear Quinn.
Yeah, Dear Quinn and Dear Cohen, two separate letters.
Right.
So
I don't know if you recall, but I hate my mail lady.
I do remember this. Oh, it's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
It's a very Celine Dion moment.
Actually, is it more that the mail lady hates you? Because haven't you opened the door a few times in less than...
I have, because she... Well, oh, well, that's the Jehovah's Witnesses and any other number of people.
Just anyone, really.
But I miss her. It's the do not ring. You know, I have had do not ring on my bell many times.
Like
that
her.
Bitch can't read.
Yeah.
Also, you know, we get all the wrong mail. Whatever. So today, I put a new one out. Now that the babies have been born, a new do not ring. And this bitch rings the fucking doorbell. So I go to answer, like, just an absolute disaster zone. I'm, like, wearing yesterday's pajamas. I'm cranky. And I open, and I see right in front of my door. So as I won't miss and yell at her, it's the White House. And I'm like, bye, thank you so
love
much.
Love your shoes.
And I bring it in two packages from the White House addressed to each of my daughters. So pretty special.
So is Palmer pissed? Still crying outside the door?
The next house?
I know the mail lady. No, and Kelly was like, well, we didn't get this for Palmer. And I'm like, you need to simmer down. We just got it for our other daughters, and it's pretty exciting.
Yes.
That's great.
And you can forge it. Now that you have, like...
Yeah, now that I have...
Yeah, now we can just Photoshop one for Palmer and find it in a box
exactly,
somewhere. We can totally do that.
Oh, yeah.
Backdate it, everything.
Go to Kinko's and get this, you know, the quality of paper and all that stuff. Consult the people from the office.
Yeah, I'm all set.
See if Jim and Pam have thoughts.
I'm still watching that.
Hey, you guys.
Well, okay, spoiler alert.
Who else is stressed out?
Oh, my God.
We're all stressed.
Freaking out a little bit.
Way too many places.
That was the
wild. But we're still too close to call in several.
No, but I mean, he's winning in Florida, Ohio, Virginia. But Virginia,
like
they go late. Don't get stressed out about Virginia yet, because the last two elections, they wait for those northeast counties till the very last fucking second to piss me off.
Also, Katie, we were just informed a few minutes ago by Kat Carlson, because Al was kind enough to bring us a supply of champagne for this evening. We also found out we can drink sad champagne as well, if we
sure
need
the
be
fuck can.
A little bit later. So... We got a lot going on.
Not all champagne is celebratory. Sometimes it's just sad.
Yeah, but Minnesota just went up.
That's a long way to go.
North Carolina, this is not good.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't sit there and talk to me like that. I can't.
Surprising. Get some liquor, friends. Get some liquor.
And there's, if you cannot throw it up, there is pizza. There's two. There's the pretzel pizza that I keep talking about.
What?
The pretzel crust pepperoni pizza is out there. It's basically crack on what I'm going to be eating for the next 4 years when he wins. And then there's regular. And there's some lemon.
Why would you eat that for 4 years?
Because I'm just going to be eating my feelings until so we can throw this bum out of office.
I am just... so let me
it's
just...
crazy town.
Okay, so I was out with some friends the other night, a group of gays. And so Eric Batalovson, I don't know if you all know Eric. So he travels.
He always knows everybody.
Right? He travels a lot for work. And so he was saying, I'm very nervous for Hillary Clinton. And he's a big Hillary supporter. And he said he travels all over the world. And he said from any like corner of the world airport bar. Right? So that's a pretty like general cross section of people.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah.
Everybody he's hearing is... Oh, I'm voting for Trump. Oh, I'm voting for Trump because of this. I'm voting for Trump because of that. I'm voting for Trump. Like all of these like gays and Latinos and blacks and all these people that he's like very confused as to going, wait, you are the college educated, you know, white women. Like you are the people that are supposed
that are
to
supposed
be
to be on this
Hillary
right.
people. And so I don't know. We were having this conversation that he was concerned. So then another friend said that his very good girlfriend is she said, I'm voting for Trump. And he said, how can that be? You are a Latina. Your parents are immigrants. So you're a first generation born American Latina in your family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your best friend and I'm a gay man. I drove you to your first abortion.
Oh.
Like,
wow.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
That's very real.
Yeah. Wow. The first one.
Now, that may have been, that may have been, I don't know.
Secrets come to die.
I'm going to bet that that little remark was followed by a...
Yeah.
My God.
And he said, how... And you're a woman. Like, how can you be for Trump? And she said, well, I just want to see a change. And I don't think that any of those things that Donald Trump says could really happen. And he just, and I'm not even sharing who this is because y'all might know, end up knowing who the person is, but he was like, you're a smart woman. And what the fuck is wrong with you? And she just had no comeback. She's like, I mean, I just don't think it can happen.
It literally can.
Yeah, well, because of the Supreme Court.
And if it honestly didn't put the fear of God into you anything more than Rudy Giuliani as Attorney General, that's where it's like, all right, I was kind of kidding
real
about
now.
I was kind of kidding about moving, but
the most
Secretary of State,
the most corrupt.
But the good news is there's 9 divorces between the top 3 people in the country.
But somehow still they value marriage enough to that Kelly and I can't enjoy it,
right? Yeah,
or not enjoy it.
I drove
as that happens.
Yeah,
he's
going to reverse the right to marry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
If you're married as a gay person, sorry.
Yeah, doesn't get married.
And I drove Newt Gingrich to his first date while his wife was dying of cancer. So there's that.
Stop it.
And again, because Veep is just like real life, the fact that the chief of staff to Selena Myers meets his wives when he has his heart attacks.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, I've had three heart attacks. And he goes, she was my nurse. And she goes, I bet a nurse.
That is one of my all-time favorite.
And the fact that he can never remember if his family's around. That's the other.
It's one of my all-time favorite shows. And I don't know if this is not that same scenario. I don't know if I told you guys, but last election cycle, when we were planning out Kirsten's election night party, we were in a fucking episode of Veep. Like, somebody was filming us somewhere. So we go in because she decides.
Kutcher.
She's a ball buster, right? So she's Selena Meyer. And she's a little crazy sometimes. And I love her to pieces. And so she decides she wants to have a drink. You know, like a drink, a Kirsten Cinema, like, themed drink. So I'm going to go, okay. So
it's 50-50 of something, I'm assuming.
We go to the hotel. We have a tasting
half
drinks.
Half is in it.
Right. Well, we're tasting drinks. Everyone's on their phones, first of all. So everyone's doing this. And Kirsten's tasting the drinks and everyone takes a sip and everyone goes, yeah, I mean, I like that. And she's like, I don't really like this. And everyone's like, no, I absolutely hate this. This is definitely not it. Cross it off the list. This is not good. And so the next one, we're like, maybe. And she goes, this one's okay. And everyone's like, it's okay, keep it on, but it's in the maybe column. And I was looking around going, is this real life? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
That's awesome.
We were in HBO episode. That's amazing. We settled on a drink and we won the election. So
how is it that doesn't happen around here?
Yeah, right. I don't
when
know.
I make suggestions about the show, they all fucking shoot me down. I'm like, whose show is it?
Because you should hire some more yes men.
It's Al's. Yeah. How often
Al's show.
Have
I'm
to
sorry.
Say
I right. feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michigan was supposed to be a.
Yeah, and so was Minnesota.
Yep. Well, Minnesota, she just pulled ahead in.
Democratic state.
But Michigan.
Michigan
she,
was
you know
supposed
what?
To be Democratic.
She in an unexplainable moment, she lost Michigan to Bernie, too. That was the one that I was like, oh, maybe Bernie is in this.
Well, good, because if anybody's going to take care of the water issue, if anybody's going to be super concerned about the people there, it's going to be
Mike
Orange
Pence.
Blossom.
Right.
Yeah.
Orange Blossom special.
Yeah.
Why should get that song queued up?
Crap, I have to give up that beer now?
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, that is
bad.
Fuck.
Yeah, I told you. Always Virginia happens late. They're fuckers.
Can we not do the I told you?
You guys.
I was excited when I woke up and what is it, Knox Ditch or Ditch Knox or whatever it's called?
I was too, Clayton.
Because I was like, oh, Hillary won that.
Dick's Forge.
We're on it. What's it called?
Dick's Dent?
Dental
only
dam.
There was a way.
Dental
Doug
dam.
Wilkie,
no, that's
us,
across the
us.
Pond. Oh.
But isn't that with the little old lady? No, wait. Where was the little old lady?
Dick said,
help us, Wilkie.
I thought it was Dick's Notch.
You're right. You're like so close. Dick's
all Ash? The same letters, according
Dick's
to.
Dick's. Is it Dixville Notch?
Yes.
Dixville
yes.
Notch.
Okay.
It didn't sound wrong until you all started saying
it. Master goes but
when I woke up this morning and I saw that those were, because they vote.
They reported, like, they vote at midnight.
Right, the 7 people vote and then they. Eight people.
Oh my God, I remember that from The West Wing.
Because they're smart.
Mm-hmm.
So the 8 people vote and then they put it in and it's all that report and they go back to bed.
It's the tiny little town, the northernmost town between Maine and Canada.
Yeah. I wonder what happens
nobody
if somebody
actually
moves
lives
there.
There.
That's the best part. No one really
no
lives
one
there.
No one actually lives there. They live in Mansfield County, which is.
Oh, listen to this. You're hearing it.
I read today only.
Oh, okay.
What?
about, they live in, I believe it's called Mansfield County.
I read it this morning, too.
All right.
And Mansfield County, the GOP, head of GOP there is like pissed about it or something. But those people are registered to vote in Dixville Notch because it's been historical that this is the first place. Yeah. And they don't want to let go. No.
No, but they're the only, the other thing is
registered
because there's a resort.
Yes.
Either a resort or a hotel that's there.
That they get their, so they get mail there.
Eight people must be the caretakers for this place, but it's currently being refurbished. So
how about the guy that voted for Romney?
Oh,
and that was weird.
He doesn't realize it's over.
And one for Bernie, two for Bernie.
Yeah. I love your shirt.
And the reason that anybody pays attention to that is a superstition. It's the town's small collection of dedicated voters have correctly picked the eventual winner of three of the last four contests. So it's even like only a 75% superstition.
Yeah. And then there's that good. Well, there's the, and they haven't shown it again.
I'm glad I didn't wash my socks today. I feel like that's going to help too.
John King over here on this board.
You're welcome.
He likes to point out that county in Indiana that's gotten only one election wrong out of the last 100 and some years.
A billion
years. Because they, even though Indiana, like they've, it's somewhere in Indiana. I don't remember which one it is. But there's Stand something. By. I said, we're all looking.
What's Manchester City of what?
Kelly
hasn't turned off the TV. She's watching Housewives instead.
Yeah. There you go.
Smart.
Yeah. When I walked out the door and Kelly goes,
New Hampshire.
I can't believe you're leaving me. I can't watch this alone. I'm turning on Housewives.
Yeah. Actually, babe, if you are listening.
She was actually, I think she was watching, I actually believe she was watching Vanderpump Rules. So
sure.
Forgive me. And then that led directly into Andy Cohen, Bravo After Dark. What would you do? What would Very Andy nice. Cohen do? Whatever his show is.
What
happens live.
Thank you.
What would Andy Cohen do?
And that's Kelly loves it.
I think that's fair. He'd vacation with Anderson Cooper quite a bit.
A lot. Well, they go on like tour together.
But Anderson Cooper has a
partner
now, or boyfriend. I don't know if the
he likes Mexicans.
Does he?
Oh, look at Clayton's going to get all feisty.
He does.
Now you're
like, I'm going to kick his ass.
Let me ask you this.
I'm going to kick his ass.
And I'm sure you've spoken about this previously, but how much do you think this Comey's latest, like, last minute email thing has had to play into
this? Wait, which part? The first one or the second?
The second
has no, I think it has nothing.
I think you really
do. The first one had a huge impact. The second one didn't do shit.
Yeah, because it released it on Sunday.
I'm saying.
Like the entire debacle.
The one from 12 days ago or the one from 3 days ago?
The one from
12, yeah. Just the whole Comey
effect. This whole second thing. I thought you meant the very first time he launched the investigation.
Oh, no. I mean, 10, like 12 days ago.
Second investigation.
I think it affected down ballot more than anything else.
You think so?
I do.
But now looking at this TV, I think it's affecting the presidential too. Because I mean, if Michigan, one of the places that votes today, they took that into effect. It's.
I read a really hideous article about that, and I tried to tell it to Kelly, and I'm like, oh my god, this article, it was so convoluted. I think I shared it actually, and it was so convoluted I almost couldn't understand it. I had to literally read it twice, and I said, it's just so convoluted, it's so marred with corruption on the part of like the Republicans in the FBI. And she goes, yeah, convoluted sounds like it's outside of my wheelhouse, so can you just like read her digest for me? And I basically just said that they're just totally, it's so corrupt.
But it's the New York version of the FBI that for some reason doesn't.
It's Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, right. He's a
but they have
it.
They have a hard on for him, but they have some kind of a resentment for her based out of New York, which leaves everybody kind of wondering. She was a New York State senator and well liked. So what this, and then just the way it leaked and the way
perhaps
they knew
she's a woman.
It doesn't seem. It doesn't seem
That's
to be
weird
that.
To hate somebody
to be,
just for that.
A of weird.
That doesn't. Does that still happen?
Can't be right. Right? No. Can't be
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it really is like
that are resent that are renegade like resentment. We can FBI people
here.
In there.
We can go here.
And there and then they feed into.
How tall
they feed
think
into
he
Giuliani.
Was?
I was trying to get his attention.
And so you think that those people too are like, excuse me, the. I mean, those are the people who have been leaking.
Yes that's exactly right.
And allegedly what it was is that first letter from Comey was because
they were
threatening to leak.
Yeah.
And so.
And then he looks like a mess.
He went ahead and to make it look like it wasn't against him. He was trying to be like, this is going to come out. I need to get ahead of it. Say we're looking into this.
He was trying to do the right thing.
And he's going to be the big loser out of this because, I mean, whether or not Trump, when he wins, forgives him will be the thing because he because now they don't believe him. They're kind of trashing him that he couldn't have looked through 650,000
emails
in that amount
day.
Of time.
Or
which you can easily. With this, it's called a search engine. You do it every day when you search your own emails.
So. Yeah. Call
and
a computer.
Snowden.
It's called Google.
Find and replace.
Snowden put something on about that. Like within, I mean, if Donald wants to fight tweet to tweet, you know.
Well, and it's the Snowden was like, and the WikiLeaks situation now, and correct me, I don't really know a whole lot about Julian Assange other than I fucking hate him, but it's that he
it's
is
an important
angry.
Thing to
seems like you know him pretty well.
He's angry because he feels like she's doing the same thing that I've done and she's getting away with it. And I'm exiled.
But he hasn't liked her. He's another one that's on that list of people who just has not liked Hillary Clinton for a long time and has had it in for her and has promised this since the beginning that they had hacked her campaign right away. They hacked the DNC.
Oh, right, yeah.
And so this is a Julian Assange. And Bill Maher kind of took him to task for it and was like, what the fuck are you doing? Because you used to be a populist who was trying to release information for the good of all, and now you're just on some kind of personal vendetta against
exactly
someone you don't like.
Right. Yeah.
And a very, very odd, and a very odd story. And they even the movie Snowden gets rid of him as a character, which I thought was strange.
Like gets rid of Julian Assange.
Assange as a character, which I was really, really surprised by. Like why they got rid of that character. Like they make no mention of Julian Assange taking over that story, and that's how the vote got out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the vote got out. That's how the information got
to. Yeah, no,
to.
I, right.
And
I
they
got
used
what you were
to. And one of the things
this.
About The Guardian that The Guardian used to do, and I think it was The Guardian and another newspaper that handled all of
Was it the Crusader? Because they're really a noteworthy news organization.
No, it's the Guardian out of England, and it's American paper, but I don't know if it was the Times.
Not the KKK paper, the Crusader?
No, the Guardian. The Guardian's a very reputable
well-respected
paper. Well-respected newspaper.
No, I realize the Guardian is. I realize the Guardian is.
The Crusader, I like it. Yeah.
I think
that's where I actually get most of my
capes.
Should.
The Caped Crusader news.
Okay, so this last Saturday Night Live, and I only watched the cold open, but was my fucking favorite. When the guy comes out actually wearing the hood.
Yeah. And they kiss. Yeah. And I love it because Kate McKinnon's playing Hillary. He's like, did you see that? It's not newsworthy. It's not newsworthy. He just kissed a KKK. It's not
your email.
Right. That was quite funny to me.
But a really sweet little end to that.
Yeah, the ending was really.
Oh yeah.
And when you realized how in character Alec Baldwin is to play that, the fact that he just turned around and changed his face so subtly, like he just relaxed his face, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, now he's being Alec Baldwin. Yeah. But it was like, it was almost like he took off a mask.
Oh, yeah, right, you're right.
You really he's did see like the,
oh, wow. This is shocking that they even thought that it could potentially be a Democratic state.
Oh, not in Georgia.
Yeah, no, they did.
No, but because of
they
Atlanta.
They didn't spend there, but the Obama won in Georgia in, no, he didn't win in 2012.
No, he didn't.
Did he win in 2008?
The demographics are changing there.
Did he win in 2008, though?
No, that was North Carolina and Indiana that he won the first time, lost the second time.
There was a thought that Georgia could potentially be in play, but the Clinton campaign chose not to spend there, so they weren't, I know it wasn't surprising.
Right.
But the fact that they thought it could maybe be in play, and it's so different.
The governor of
Obama didn't win either Georgia.
He didn't.
The governor of Georgia came forward and said, try it here. Remember I did that story? Like, he came forward and he was like, here, come here. We can do this. Don't worry about, wasn't it North Carolina? The fight between, there was another state that he was like, don't even worry about that. Come here.
Yeah, I mean, and Georgia keeps saying it's coming
like
up. And you also don't know that the big votes all come from Atlanta.
Well, this is a praise Jesus moment.
Yeah.
In the mitt. You,
Jason just stood up.
Jason Carlton is a praise Jesus moment.
Yeah.
He is from Texas.
I almost started singing a Christian song, praise him in this storm.
Praise him in this storm.
We're going to be singing
there's an ask if the YouTube is frozen. I'll check. Sorry.
No, that may have just been all of
you
our
know
faces
why?
Because
I didn't bring my hat.
TV going like this.
Yeah.
Every time I don't wear a hat, video problems.
But you look lovely.
Fabulous. Oh, thank you.
You really do look very nice.
Your hair looks great.
Dr. Rachel Maddow.
Dr. Ben Carlson.
It's the pantsuit. You know, I was texting last night with some of the girls that I know from the kids' school.
No, it is not frozen. I'm watching it right now.
And, okay. And they said, oh my God, we're all going to wear pantsuits tomorrow to support Hillary, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, sweet, I'm in. Mm-hmm. And then I, like, mildly intended to kind of bail last minute and be like, oh.
I like how she's with them all the way until the end. Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, right?
Gosh,
I tried to, because right. I had, like, red, but I went with the white pants.
Right.
Pants. You did?
Very yeah. nice.
I'm really surprised. Oh, I guess you did. I didn't realize.
Go. Look at him go.
I have the white. I have my voting shoes.
I figured you'd have those on.
Now, because right. I have crop pants, not pants, I could not wear my voting socks, albeit I did bring them with me. My Argyle.
All right.
Oh, good.
Red, white, and blue. Yeah.
Well, as I was trying to bail from the photo op, my friend Christy responds to the group text. She says, you know what? Get your fucking suit on and get to school. Figure it out.
Can she come visit us some night? Because I think she sounds fun.
She is fun.
I like a
You'd like her a whole lot.
Like a yeah. sassy
like
lesbian.
Her a whole lot. She showed up wearing a nice red blazer and a nasty woman t-shirt.
Ooh, I like that. I like it a lot.
You
nasty.
Know what else I like? That pimento cheese spread.
You're welcome.
Wow. Kitchen.
I got that today.
There's a cheese spread.
With the club crackers.
Oh, yeah. That is good. That's good stuff.
Oh, by the way, there's pizza and there's wings. And there's all kinds of.
Eat up.
I may
eat
have
up.
To.
There's vanilla ice cream.
There's champagne.
There's
wine.
Happy or
wine.
Sad
champagne.
Yeah. It could still be happy champagne.
I mean,
just in case it's
I was
not.
Like, I'm not kidding you.
We have that too.
As I was driving out of my house, my heart was just in my throat, in my ears, in my chest. Like, I mean, just like beating. And I.
Oh, it's just not getting better.
I mean, I really hope that I didn't have a psychic moment. 10
just,
days
stop
ago.
Stop talking. Just stop talking.
10 or 11 days ago on that Friday when I woke up and saw that thing about Comey and was like, well, oh that makes Trump president.
Because
oh that was my first reaction when I woke up and read that.
It's tough. It's tough. Somebody's got Q-talk on.
Yeah.
I'll turn your volume down.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
How's
no
happening?
Said he would run. No
that was not me.
He's watching Q-Talk America.
Yeah.
Well, he's sitting at Q-Talk America.
Guys, I do have one question, though. Like, I'm seeing all this, and I'm going with it. No, I don't know how to fucking do math, Kat. But let me ask.
This is all in real time, by the way.
This is real time. I know. I got that part.
The answer is vodka.
For the next 4 years.
Or rum, depending on,
sure.
Know.
I mean, pick your flavor.
For the next 4 years.
So the last couple of weeks, I have completely felt like... And I joked about it on Facebook, but I mean, like, that we've been punked, right? That
right.
It was like
you posted
punked.
That earlier today.
Yeah. Like, we were punked. Like, enough, Ashton. Come on. Right. Come on. And watching CNN, MSNBC, whatever it is, that they're making it up almost. Like, not that it's rigged, don't get me wrong, but that they're making it closer so that it's... this bigger deal.
But it is close.
And stop it. And that's what I think I got that in my head.
And one of the things that we had talked about,
because
though.
Because Nate Silver says it's going to be this. And
but because of all
the and that's the echo chamber effect, though. Like, we've been listening to Nate Silver and keeping it. Like, we've been listening to, like, some pretty.
But even the LA Times today, and the LA Times USC poll is the strange poll. It was kind of an experiment. That may prove to be the way that we do experiments now, based on how this is going. They picked
polls,
the
probably.
Same amount of people polling. What was I saying?
You said experiments.
It's an experiment in how they're polling.
Right.
Because what they did was... Oh, sorry. I'll listen back later and I'll understand what you're trying to get to.
Clayton, you're killing me right now.
My brain is like in 400 different places. But what they did was they picked the same 1,400...
It's
killing
me. Yeah.
The same 1,400 voters, and they have just polled them. They never changed who they polled.
They're tracking polls,
sure. And they mixed it with the demographics, the way the country's demographics are, and they pick them and they set them. And they've only been...
Same people.
They've only been doing those same people over and over again, and that's been the outlier poll from all the other polls.
Okay.
So looking at that poll today on the LA Times, they were saying that this is the test of their experiment, that this is the first time anyone's ever done a poll like this. It's a new way to poll, and today we'll tell them if they're right, because they've been saying Trump up by 5.
That's very
this entire time. They've never had Clinton winning or even a tie in their poll, and it's been the one that Nate Silver and everybody keeps saying is not real, not
it's an
real.
Outlier, right?
But then you go to the LA Times itself, and you go to their political projections, and they had Hillary winning 353 electoral votes.
So right.
You have the page where they're doing their projections, doing this new experimental kind of poll that everyone has laughed at, and then in the meantime, their political writers
who are fucking it up.
Who are
for the rest of us.
No, but they're
VOTUS POTUS bullshit.
Yeah, VOTUS POTUS bullshit. But it really has been the poll to watch this whole time because it's the first time any poll for an entire cycle does this. And we only have elections every 4 years, and polls have only been around for 40. Okay. So you don't have the same polling that you do for everything else.
So it was like a safety net that
No.
I'm saying what I was watching, listening to, believing.
Well, because, no, the polls were all saying that, but then there's also this thing where they're talking about herding. So they're talking about herding in polls. Yeah. So, like, let's say you do a whole slew of polls, and you have a one poll that goes a different way than the rest of them. They call it herding. Like, that's got to be an outlier, so you just toss it.
Okay.
And they call it keeping the polls the right way. It's not that the polls are skewed. Like, as we get to the western states, we might find out, like, they've been saying that, he went.
For what?
Oh, I don't know. I'm watching something else.
Michigan? My God. Unbelievable.
But I can't see how much is into the state. So, what were we just talking about?
You were talking, we don't know.
Well, about the polls and the outliers.
Oh, about the polls, about the outliers. Yeah. So that's what, and then the other thing that we talked about a couple weeks ago is that if you add up the totals, they kept not adding up to 100. Mm-hmm. So even though they were saying like 46 Hillary, 40 for Trump, 5 for Johnson, 1 for Stein, that doesn't add up to 100. So you still had all those undecided that have been built into this mix the entire time. So that's why there was, like, even, like, some of the places were going higher, but 538 would never go higher than, like, 81 or 82%, because they couldn't get rid of that, like, 6 and 7% unaccounted
for. Right,
but
when they're looking at things and they're saying, you know, that she's going to have 322,
again,
and he's going to have 116.
Again, you're projecting all those states that didn't add up to 100. You have to kind of make a call, like, where are those other 8%, 6%, 5% missing? Are they going to follow? Can we just build them into the rest of the trend? Okay. Is it going to stay, like...
And that's enough to change it.
Yeah, and it's enough to change it. And it may be what we're watching. Although I saw Wisconsin come up, and Wisconsin has like one of the greatest, I think it's called the Marquette poll. What's the Wisconsin poll? Wisconsin has like the gold standard of polls. And that came out.
Go ahead.
I have a question. It's a very important question.
Yeah, what?
What's her name?
Hey, Meadow.
Nicole Wallace.
Is it just the different TV, or did she have her hair colored before?
She looks good.
Yeah. That's darker.
It's darker with highlights.
But I like that that's what you have noted. Thank you for appreciating her hair color.
POTUS, POTUS.
Well, I mean, you got her next to Dr. Rachel Maddow.
We have Katie June and Nicole Wallace.
She's got, there's a little more brassiness. I like her hair.
I date her. I love her.
I like it.
True. So, can I just share
Nicole Wallace in studio?
So we got to see how that goes, because the last thing I saw in Wisconsin was really off. And if that is it called the Marquette poll? What's the gold standard?
I got
poll?
Nothing.
And they made a big deal.
I was
because
looking,
gold
but I got nothing.
Standard.
It really is. It's the one they wait for every year to see how Wisconsin will go. And it had her up by 6, and she wasn't doing well on there.
Christina, it was so the gold standard.
Gold standard.
Here's what's interesting.
I like
they're
vodka
all
right
laugh
now.
Laugh at you.
They. And let me say that...
I will always beat you, Christina. I will always
I'm
beat you.
I'm bigger than you, and I'm better at bowling.
I'm the gold standard.
I'm the gold standard at bowling, Christina.
Okay. We just got a... Joey Ferrucci, our friend above the border in Canada.
Is he sad for us?
Is he making room for us?
He doesn't care. He's drunk in a tractor trailer driving somewhere up there on the border. He doesn't know where he is.
Don't drink and drive.
He does. Oh, he's a driver. No. He just sent a picture. I got to show you this picture. Hang on. I got to get it right. He just sent this picture
love
to us.
Love me some Joey.
He wanted to send us a picture of the Border Patrol up there in Canada. That's what it looks like, he says.
Yep. That's about right.
Is that Sarah? Great.
Now, what you don't see is out of the left and right of this picture on two other moose is Katie Lang and Anne Murray.
Wait, isn't Martin Short in there somewhere?
Could be. Could be.
He's
could
one
be.
Of the three amigos. Go on. That's great.
Spread
That's
your tiny fun. Wings and fly away.
We might need it. We might need it.
Anne Murray, God love you.
So
you needed me.
He's still watching though. Look at him out there. He's up there still watching things.
Little Nova Scotia never hurt anybody.
Little fucker.
So the what's interesting here is that they tomorrow, showed Joe. On they showed on the television here earlier that
the television
the late television.
What, my grandfather? You know, they showed on the television.
You know, okay. Just because you're a parent doesn't mean you have to talk like your talk like
after Lawrence.
You could still be kind of cool.
I mean, Barney Fife was my grandfather.
So I was watching the my programs over here, and they
I almost shot Orange Crush out of my nose
sitting on my Davenport that's watching right. my programs. That's what you do when you live in the Midwest.
Barely here.
Oh, by the way, Jason, our resident bartender is getting up to do something. Do you need anything?
Anybody need anything?
Oh, here.
I'm good.
Put this
thank
back
you.
In the no, fridge for me because this is going to take.
This room is like a fucking fridge, so my wine doesn't get
to go anywhere.
Put
it in the freezer for a few minutes. Chill her up.
I'm tailgating this bitch, and I've got a cooler right over here. So
I got mine down.
I forgot you were tailgating.
Yeah. I am.
Okay.
New
so
Mexico.
They showed on CNN that Donald Trump was up 50% to some odd in Arizona, right? They showed that. Okay. So I'm looking at our Secretary of State's website, and Donald Trump is up.
Wait, Secretary of State?
Oh, yeah. No.
Or are you talking about the recorder?
Yeah, the recorder. Helen herself.
I'm looking at SOS. I'm looking at AZSOS.
Because the recorder feeds that up. By county, like the county recorder only records our county.
We always check the Secretary of State.
Yeah. All right.
They feed that upstairs.
Yeah.
Hi, Ben. Upstairs.
Sorry, I was talking.
And
Helen
what they have here,
no, we don't care.
Is that
anymore.
Donald Trump is up in Arizona, but only 48-46. And just a minute ago, it was literally 47-47. So I am curious how CNN is reporting 50-40. Exactly. God only knows what. When here in the state, and this is updated. Minute to, I mean, this is
biannually.
Right.
And you know what? And look at, why isn't do they have, the why, like, up there,
not
they
enough
have,
yet.
They
we have a lost.
Oh, it just went red.
Now he's playing with the map. No, settle down.
No, he's just playing
with the map.
Because I'm like, bullshit.
They've also got, they have McCain up 51-42 over Kirkpatrick,
which I expect.
Also, so, I just was curious how it is to listen to this out there, if anybody wants to put that in the chat.
Oh, hey, we have a chat room. Is anybody looking at that?
Oh, who cares? It's every 4 years.
I'm just curious. Like,
however,
how can we make it better?
You realize that this is our 4.5 year anniversary, because the first time we suffered through this was, I was not happy about the fact that.
Romney.
Yes, Romney.
Well, the whole thing, because I didn't want the show to be political.
I thought I'd be lucky to do it again in the same spot.
Yeah,
I was going with the no jinxing rule.
Do you remember that with him? He did. He was pissed that it was going political.
Because I hated it.
How do they still have Clinton winning, you guys? I'm stressing out.
It's Bill, and oddly, it's Bill.
No, because he's fucking around with him. He's like, oh, if Arizona goes, if Florida goes, he's still fucking with it.
Yeah,
he's fucking around with her.
He's moving around. He's basically playing with the app that I've been playing with for
270
to win. Oh, the 270 to win, right. Which Kat got on several weeks ago.
Okay,
with that.
Well, change Michigan.
I'm an early
there we go. Wow.
Sir.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal, right? Yeah.
No, he's trying to kill me.
No, I'm not.
He's trying to get me to go.
I kind of want to punch.
He wants me to go drinking with him later.
And please do not forget that Veep did 269 to 269, and this whole election has been following Veep word for fucking word.
That's because you have a reality fucking TV person who's like, now what's next? Okay, do that. And
let's watch HBO show.
But the best part is she's following it.
What's happening?
100,000 votes in Florida.
This doesn't have any disclaimer that that's not a actual current map,
right?
Because people right now are going, "Oh my God, we did it!" Because they're looking at because it's at the top.
I'll bet they're listening with sound.
Because we have the
band. No, but regardless, some motherfucker somewhere in a trailer court with a Winnebago outside that's broke down is watching this, going, "We done did it."
They also voted for Jill Stein.
You can do whatever you want. It's your show.
And we may.
By the way, I don't mean this rude, but it's Al's show.
All right.
So give me a moment.
I know, you're just a sidekick. Remember that?
It's just nausea.
That's what a lot of listeners say.
I want to change the momentum of the show.
Because it was going so well. Why would you fuck this up?
Yeah, because.
To a different direction.
Did Katie have a story about twiplets or something?
No.
I could.
I wanted to talk about Susan B. Anthony's grave.
Yes, let's do that.
Let me get pictures of that horse. That's
now
a good
you're going to make me cry?
Yeah.
Al was crying all day.
Not all day.
As it progressed, it started out with a couple of stickers. I was like, oh, that's sweet. And then. And they like extended the and people are lining up for it and I'm sitting at home going
it's Susan traditional spelling
Susan right and then B period.
Oh I got it
and then Anthony
I like images
this let's see this is
I want her grave though
Oh, well. That's what we need. That didn't sound weird.
No, we need the grave.
I want her in the fucking grave.
No, I mean, that's what we need. We need the grave.
I need the 6 feet under.
Show me her hole.
Wasabi on the almonds.
That's calm down. Let's...
Show me the hole. Did you just...
Show me in the hole.
Oh! That's just wrong. I think it's more wrong, but that's what I heard.
What's good here is Oh, I'm sorry.
Nope,
just very, very quickly, in District 1, where we lost Ann Kirkpatrick, it looks like Tom O'Halloran is going to win that district.
Okay.
So that's good. So we're...
Any other Arizona update news?
Ann Kirkpatrick is losing. Tom O'Halloran...
How much again? Yeah.
Arpaio is the biggest one I'm concerned about.
Oh, let me check. The rest of our congressional district looks pretty samesies. So a couple of things that are interesting. So Bob Burns looks like he's going to probably make it into the CorpCom, which he's terrible. Tom Chabon is probs out. Bill Mundell, who's a Dem, might make it.
He looks like
good.
They're just projecting Ohio. Okay. Is that new or is that old?
Yeah, there's a couple of really cool races in Arizona that are a couple of cool state races. Barbara McGuire is close in District 8 as the Democrat in the state.
How many electoral votes does California hold?
A lot.
52, I think.
Oh, is that can I use my words? Apparently not.
I'll find Joe Arpaio. However, I will say, as of a week ago, Paul Pinzone was up by like 12.
But was that accurate polling? I see some criticisms of that polling.
Oh, bullshit. We were up 322 by something.
Back to Ryer, who was talking about Susan B. Anthony's gravesite. The electoral college is 55 for California. Susan B. Anthony's gravesite for her headstone
absolutely
was visited bigly today by lots of people who had voted. So I think that's fantastic.
You know, this article in The Verge says is if you really don't want to watch the news today, it's going to be a run-on sentence of talking heads, messy data, empty punditry, just like the show, more messy data, analysis, man.
And weirdly,
on
this one's more informed than most pundits.
Right? With people who claim they will storm the White House while armed if their candidate loses. Commercials for aspirin, numbers, 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 and at some point, a new president who hopefully is a woman.
Senator Burr,
As an alternative or just a release valve, I suggest watching. This has News 8's WROC's Facebook Live of Susan B. Anthony's gravesite in Rochester, New York.
There was a live feed earlier today that I was hoping to show, but now it's dark and it's not as exciting.
What I was just showing Doug is that they showed like the line of people.
Yeah, I saw that. It was very interesting.
There was a live stream. Someone did what I think is annoying with most people, but I thought was very appropriate for Susan B. Anthony's grave. And so you could just sit there and watch people go up and put their I voted sticker on there.
That's right. Yeah. Anthony was an abolitionist and women's rights activist who played a pivotal role in the achievement of women's suffrage.
Right. And do we know, has there ever been anything like this at her gravesite prior? I realize that Hillary's the first.
Every four years that this happens.
Something like that happens, but today was probably larger than got it.
Right.
It was blowed up. It was bigly.
It was blowed up.
Bigly.
It was blowed up.
Blowed up real good.
That's right.
Blowed up real good. I think her hair's darker too. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's this TV.
It could be.
Maybe they all got their hair did.
It's a special day.
God damn it. I should be in there with them.
So this has a list which I thought was really cool.
I had too much to do.
It said, here are some examples of very punk rock things that Susan B. Anthony did in hopes of someday, in hopes that someday women would be allowed to vote. In 1868, Anthony started an abolitionist and feminist newspaper with her best friend and called it The Revolution. It was Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Best friend.
She attempted
was
to...
Was Prince there?
Well, maybe. You don't know.
She was attempted, it in Michigan?
She attempted to vote in Rochester in 1872. And this was the really big thing. She got arrested for attempting to vote. She was publicly tried and convicted.
Oh.
But she refused to pay the $100 fine. There was a fine. She was like, no.
It's like $1 million in today's money.
Right. Anthony set up the World's Congress of Representative Women at the 1893 Chicago World's Fair. She makes me really feel like I just sit at home. 500 women from 27 different countries gave speeches to over 150,000.
Arizona is 49 to 46 right now. 52% of the 52% in. I'm sorry.
No, I think that's more in line. Mm-hmm. Five women from 27 different countries gave speeches to over 150,000 spectators, making it the most well-attended political congregation at this fair. She was the first woman to appear on U.S. currency, who was not a fictional character.
Daffy Duck, who was first?
Anthony went before
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just listing what they have
maybe
on here.
Maybe Rosie the Riveter or something. Like,
maybe. I'll look in a second, but I have
Google
no idea.
Fictional people on money. Who is that?
Susan B. Anthony went before... Big deal. Sorry. Susan B. Anthony went before Congress every year from 1869 to her death in 1906, asking them to consider an amendment allowing women to vote. She was something.
Wow.
When it finally passed in 1920, it was called the Susan B. Anthony Amendment. Bam. So, wow. Really something. That's why people go there.
I'm pretty sure the guys that were in Congress at the time were like, if we just name it after her, well, she'd go away.
I think she was dead by then, wasn't she?
Which one?
Susan B. Anthony didn't live to see
1906.
Suffrage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
This just in. What? Paul Penzone is up by 11.
Yay!
POTUS!
Oh my God, she won Virginia!
Yay!
Yay! So where are we now? Where are we now?
Okay. It's fine.
God damn it.
Also,
Michigan and North Carolina. About, come on. And Wisconsin. She's Adrian. Behind in Wisconsin.
Oh, Adrian Fonts.
Fontes. We're all nervous, so. And it makes us drink more. She looks fantastic.
Ohio.
Look at her darker hair.
Donald Trump,
chestnut.
Which we assume.
Ooh, nice.
In case you're wondering.
I bet this is fun to listen to.
Well, I know.
Sure.
She's
tomorrow night, I'll be
completely unattractive. Who is that?
No, she is not unattractive.
She's that girl?
Awful looking. Are you?
She can sit by me.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. Okay, I don't know what to do.
She can sit right here, Katie.
I don't know what to do.
Katie was over here getting kicked because I felt I had to present.
I can't believe I'm blanking on the names of all
who
these.
That was. Because somebody might be watching. Hi, honey. Now, listen.
She's stunning.
Do you get...
No, that's right. Casey Hunt.
I'm like, gross. Not a good person.
Meanwhile.
I'm like, I think... is this an accident?
It's
like,
Casey Hunt. Oh, by the way, you missed out on what I said early in the show that your daughter may have heard.
Oh,
perfect. MSNBC is there. We've stolen their music for the show. We stole their flag thing.
Good.
They've only got one good lesbian. We got three.
Yay!
So we actually are better.
That's a nice name.
So I feel that maybe we
have more
it's good.
Oh my God.
Again.
Yes, you guys, we do have a
floater.
It sounds like ride that I just went on at Disneyland. That was a good one.
Doug and I were talking.
It's actually not a Disneyland. It's at California Adventure. It's called Soar.
I love that
Soar
one.
Over
where you
California.
Can like smell the orange blossom.
Yes. That's my favorite ride there.
Holy balls! It was. I cried. I actually cried. I was so moved by the beauty of the ride.
I feel like you cry a lot, though.
I was
so I don't
in
know
tears.
That that's a really.
Were you pregnant at the time you wrote it?
I was with Palmer, and I was like, "Oh my God!" We went outside. I'm like, "You have to ride this, Kelly. It's the best." So she went and waited in line and did the whole thing, and she was like, "I mean, whatevs."
Actually, whenever I get to finally take my mom there, that's the one ride I really want her
Soarin'.
To go on.
Oh.
Soarin' is a fantastic ride.
Tears.
So before the show...
Look at these people.
I was asking Clayton how are the gays on CNN. I'm like, well, Don... What's his name?
Don Lemon.
And then Anderson Cooper. And he's like, that's it. I'm like, no. And I don't remember his name. There's the British guy that talks real loud that only is on when there's a plane crash.
Richard.
He talks like it in there. Yeah.
Richard. What's his name? Richard.
Is he? He's like. But he like used to work for the airlines.
Richard
or
Quest.
Something.
Richard Quest.
No. He has no relationship to an airline. I think he was in a plane once.
And he's a big queen.
But he's British. There's someone else that comes on TV that's like only on the NTSB. Like he works for the NTSB, and it just like
Anyway. Yell like this one does.
But I feel like when he talks, though, he's a member of Monty Python.
Yes.
And he's like, oh my God, the plane has crashed.
If you look, the
that's
plane
what I feel
is
like
down
he does.
There.
All the people are dead.
Down there.
We're going to go live to Richard Quest.
Suddenly we're in the middle of the dead parrot sketch. I don't know what just happened.
Will this keep me on the show longer if I just say we don't know? We're looking.
We're going to go live to Richard Quest in an airplane hangar in Birmingham, Alabama.
In case I don't know what screen you're watching or what you're watching, we are getting really close to... what's it called? We're in Veepland here.
Veepland.
Okay, because I'm watching CNN and it's not looking like...
But it says what if.
I'm Marnie. Yes, yeah. I know he's what ifing, and I'm watching it because I'm ignoring all of you. And we're getting to a 268.
That's how we get through every week on this show, Al.
I'm updating you with things
so then
that are
the
happening.
Senate votes.
No, the House votes.
The House votes.
House
okay.
votes.
Which is
and then
frightening.
If the House doesn't vote, we only know
the Senate votes, booyah. But if the House votes...
Vice President. And so the vice president becomes president if the House didn't pick a president because there is no current president. We've learned all of this from Veep and the fact that they just kept drilling it home. And this map is quickly turning into...
What do you think Julia Louis-Dreyfus is doing right now?
Well, she's still apologizing for
writing.
Like, what did I do?
Writing.
She came on before or after John Oliver? On Sunday.
Did before, yeah. She has the commercial before? About voting.
Yeah.
Oh. And you think it's just her, and then all of a sudden Gary leans in and he goes... Sometimes it's the weather, and sometimes it's the weather.
Like they do in the show.
She's my favorite. It's just my favorite show.
Too close to call Georgia, Iowa. Oh, they're very busy here. Yeah. They're just too close
and
to call.
This
is our only good news.
I can appreciate. I know we're
Jesus,
obviously
we
all this
good
is huge.
News from Iowa.
This is huge about obviously huge. This, but one of my favorite Last Week Tonight, John Oliver skits.
Pronounced
is
China.
China.
Wrong.
Is when he talks about shadow governments.
Warmer.
Ooh, shadow governments.
They're your local government.
Dancing
it's
in the moonlight?
My fucking favorite one. And he's like, and everyone thinks that there's these conspiracy shadow governments. And let me tell you, there is. And it's called your state legislature. Mm-hmm. And it's like the fucking best one because it's true. And so while we are hugely... I'm sorry.
Bigly.
We are bigly, hugely.
We have to talk like that again.
On the presidential
race. Trump accent needs work,
I hate him so much, I can't even. We have to also really focus on our state legislature.
So
and we
much.
Are making some exciting gains. There
remember
are
the Koch brothers, their ALEC thing, legislation thing? They figured that out 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They've been going after state legislatures across the nation.
Yes, it's fucking
because
horrible.
Because they know that secret.
Yes, yes. So
and they know that Democrats don't vote on off years. We're
no.
Residents
don't change things in your life.
They don't. They don't. They really don't. And what we, I mean, let's really think about, you know, I mean, ultimately, someone like Trump and a Supreme Court that he would nominate would say that choice is in the hands of the states. And so we need to focus more on what the fuck is happening in our own state.
Exactly.
And everyone does, really. I mean, yes.
Does this speech sound familiar at all?
Who, Katie or you?
Because we talk about it all the time.
Because we talk about it all the time.
All you gotta do is move one chair over. I mean, this is our constant topic of conversation.
It's so
local
true.
Government.
I said the same thing. It's local like critical. I'm gonna
only
run
difference is
for
she never took time
board.
Off to be pregnant.
Right. I'm gonna run. Honestly, that sounds terrible. Good for you, but
also,
I got my
I don't
kids black
see that in her future.
I don't either.
No,
you I don't guys, either.
I'm gonna run for a school board. I hope you'll all support my campaign, and then I'm just gonna 100%. Raise ranks. And in the meantime, I'm gonna need you to delete every
wondering.
Episode of this show that I've ever been.
Oh, it'll always be somewhere
recorded on. Yes.
What's funny is I want to follow
you
that same model, but I'm gonna fucking leave the show.
You know what's gonna come up in your campaign? Somebody's
Tuck
gonna. Somebody's. Gonna, well, no. There. Oh, there's that. Oh. No. Somebody's gonna. And they may pay me enough to give it to them.
God damn it, Clayton.
The video of you in the trailer, drunk riding home.
So bad. Oh my God, that was great. You know what we need to do?
Get a fat white guy to pedal you home.
We need to figure out. I need to figure out how to use that to my advantage.
We'll
like, how
it
do
out.
I like turn that into
well, we
a
could,
commercial?
We could probably reshoot it.
That's
we
a don't drink and drive commercial, is what that
oh.
is.
Yes. Look, I am being safe. Yeah. And I'm being smart. That's what I'm doing.
Totally.
I'm being a risk.
It's going to be called.
We're going to need different adjectives.
Okay, fine. I'm willing to like.
It's a new. It's a new organization. We're going to start called GLARD. Get loaded and ride drunk. That's it. GLARD.
It's so catchy.
You're hired.
Great.
Genius.
I
want to
be transportation secretary of your campaign.
For the school board.
Either whatever it is. I don't care.
The buses.
I like buses. I like buses.
You do.
So we saw that called Ohio, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
for,
yeah, yeah.
For, but
okay.
We knew that.
That was on our list. That was never ours.
That was
I feel like we should have an Academy Awards list that he always prints out so we can check off shit and do stuff. I feel like we should have that. Oh, do you have that?
She just...
Justin Bieber, do you have that?
I'm really just, why does Florida continue to stay at 95?
By the way,
I know Florida can go long
Justin
into the
Bieber's
night.
Justin Bieber's father.
And they won't fuck around now.
Would you like markers?
But I'm concerned about the idea of a recount.
No, I
mean, do we have markers?
No. Well, yeah, somewhere.
So far, nothing. I mean, Florida.
Nothing's close enough.
Florida is nowhere near close enough.
What I really wish I had for you is a big board so you could go to it and point on shit and do stuff.
If only you had a big board.
Do you want a Sharpie?
We don't have a budget.
No, okay.
We don't have a budget.
I really, I don't have the patience or the attention span to actually sit and color this thing in at this point.
Why?
Yeah. It'll be good for
Because I'm watching seven maps online.
I know. I am, too. I've got New Hampshire, Wisconsin. Yeah,
it'll be good for Al. You do that, honey.
Oh, Kat, would you do us a favor?
Maybe.
That's the question. Would you do us a favor? You mentioned earlier that there were several Twitter feeds that you were going to turn on today.
Oh, my God.
What did you do?
Yeah.
So I have been receiving nonstop Twitter notifications from... little less from Hillary this evening.
Well,
but I subscribed and turned on notifications from Hillary, Trump, AZ Central, NPR, Lin-Manuel Miranda, which, I mean, honestly, that was
important.
Right,
super important.
That should just be on all the time. Yeah.
FLOTUS, POTUS, Tim Kaine, Mike Pence. Who else? I think that's about it.
You had a good list
the
earlier
gays?
Today.
Facebook post.
Something with the gays.
Oh, Matt Al. Duh.
And there she is. There. Duh. We got to the gay.
Yeah. Hang on.
I
posted the whole list.
How are we going to get her here?
LM Squared, I've been subscribed to him for a long time.
Got to figure
out. LM Squared. You even have a special nickname.
Lin-Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Got
Some
it.
Some people like L2M. I feel like that sounds a little too boys to men.
L2M. I like it.
Right. So I like LM Squared. It really kind of just focuses on the nerd.
Sure, yeah, it's important.
Okay, yeah, the whole list. Hillary, Maddow, Trump, AZ Central. Oh, keeping it 1600.
Oh, that's right.
POTUS, FLOTUS, Tim Kaine, NPR, and
Pence. Keeping it 1600 has been quiet all day.
They've been very quiet all day. Yeah, they had one live
something. I think they're exhausted.
Does anybody have a red pen on them?
I know, because that one sucks.
I don't.
That'd be would you like to use a yellow?
Right's red or is red?
You could do
yellow for wet
red.
In the bed.
I'll do green.
How about this is just black? Use that one. That's fun.
Too close to blue.
Oh, God.
So racist.
Hang on. Oh, I forgot about this.
I think
this.
We went way past racist.
I forgot. This joy.
Isn't it though?
This just in. Clayton McKee is huffing markers.
You know what? It's the right time of day to do it.
Okay.
Oh my God!
So a couple of years, not a couple of years.
Oh, Katie's talking.
A long time ago, I was voting, and my uncle was on a radio program, not much different than this one in Illinois. He's an actual elected official. I mean, he's a school board member, right? So, and he's a super Republican. So we disagree. So anyway, I called in to talk on the radio show, and my point was. I was a new voter because I was young. And I said, it sucks that as a new voter in Arizona, I'm hearing at 4 p.m., I'm hearing them start to call races on the East Coast. And it turned how does this not turn me off of, and I was trying to trick him and say, like, I'm not your niece. And, you know, how does this not turn me off of voting in Arizona?
Right.
When you're essentially calling races based on what's happening in fucking Maine, you know, we're 3 hours different.
And he knows exactly when that cut over because it used to be that they would call him before California got caught closed.
I wasn't even my polls weren't even closed yet.
Right. Yeah.
And I was saying it's a turnoff to a young voter, especially, or a new voter, or a disenfranchised voter. That's why some of these things, like earlier tonight when they had the New Hampshire map red and they said 1%.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's I started getting
1%
palpitations.
I'm like, okay, fucking Kentucky. Nobody in Kentucky is voting for Hillary Clinton. We got it. But you don't need to tell us at 1% in.
Right.
It just makes me a little bit crazy. I think it's not fair to the general voting public who isn't like us, who aren't people that follow this all the time. Although more and more people are becoming like us, but I think that it's just not fair.
The other piece that I'm curious about is with the 48% in or the whatever.
The Dow is crashing.
Oh, totally it is, yeah.
there's a little bit, my husband over here says, technology, why can't this change? Because each state is in charge of their own election process. So you have to change state by state. It can change, yes, but you're not going to see an American Idol-style presidential election. No, every state...
It needs to be Amazon Prime. Like,
right.
We're going that
but,
way.
So that fucking thing.
That I want to be able to fucking vote online. Like, why can't this...
What about the infiltration? The Russians. What about the Russians?
And the Chinese.
The more technology... Yes.
Okay.
Don't you watch Scandal? That happened.
But still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be less
participation
issues with online or technological voting than there is with. Look at Florida, 12 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
With the hanging chad.
I know. I can't even. Sure. I can't, actually.
Calm down.
So right. What, there's a certain amount of technology that can improve this process. However,
but if I can
your lazy ass is still going to have to get up and go and vote.
True, but if we can make it move towards... I mean, voter reform is, I think, needs to be a bigger issue.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed. And we only care about it now.
Sadly,
that's correct. They only care about it right now.
No one cares about term limits.
It needs to start the month after this closes. So we've got 4 years to fix it before the next one. But no, but you're right. Everybody forgets about it.
Ooh, we could call it the Clayton McKee Amendment.
Oh.
You and Sue, man. Look at that. You and Sue.
You know.
We love tractors. We're going to change
that. I call it the Silver Eagle.
The Hoover.
No,
I'm sure you all
sucks.
Saw this. I meant the vacuum.
I understand what you meant.
It just sucks.
I'm sure you all saw on CNN earlier
the vacuum amendment.
They were talking about the Brexit vote and I'm sure they have bigly, but they were referring to this again as the Brexit. And so how the Brexit vote snuck up on the people of England. Like, holy shit. All of a sudden.
Because we're ignoring the angry, uneducated voters. Yes. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
We're ignoring them and dismissing them.
Yes.
And
yes.
yet they're showing up. So what we need to do is make them a little less angry and a little more educated.
Yeah, but how do you do that?
Did you know?
Listen.
Yeah. And I'm sure stop talking about them as they is the first place
I don't
start.
Feel like it because I've had to look at them.
Right.
On fucking Facebook, and they happen to have my blood, supposedly.
Right.
God love you.
But we have to stop being so angry at them. Serious, I'm not even kidding. Like, we have to stop seeing everyone as them. We have to stop saying, you people, like, that's not a thing. We're all just people. We're all just living in this country. We all just want to raise our kids.
Kat Carlson for president.
Like, we really do. That's what the suit is all about.
I did actually write you in.
I wrote you in for.
I don't even remember what office.
That's so
I wrote
nice because there's like three different offices depending on where you
but
live
I wrote
that
you
I
in.
Got wrote in for. That's
for whatever
so nice.
Is at the bottom of this side of this first page of the ballot.
Kat,
yes.
I wrote you in.
Well, I would like, Kat, from now on, when you're going to do a passionate rant from now on, I need you to tell me so that I can have a bed under you.
No, but
I want
on.
There to
you
be...
should go on, though. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I feel like there needs to be some inspirational music.
Yeah, I believe what you're saying.
Yeah, the last year has been me ranting about local government, and that's fine, and we'll get to that again in 2 years when we start electing more important things. But right now, we really just have to stop alienating all of the other people around us because they're everywhere around us. We live next to them. We
the
work with them.
Right.
That's not our responsibility.
Yeah, we have to.
Our responsibility.
To dum dums.
Yeah, you got to tuck in her.
You got to talk into the mic, my friend. No one can hear you.
How do you reach out to someone that thinks Hillary Clinton should be executed?
That's not the only thing that we have in common. Like, Hillary Clinton is a thing that we have that's not in common. But we also, maybe our kids go to the same school. Maybe we go to the same Safeway and we really hate the lines there. Like, that's not the only thing that happens. Like, Hillary Clinton, I'm never going to meet her. I mean, maybe I will when I become president someday. But, after Board of Supervisors, clearly. We got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Well,
start small.
School, but mine,
I mean,
mine inspector.
And I've
Cat Girls.
Oh, mine
county
inspector is
county
long gone.
Assessor.
Now right.
I knew the guy who ran for mine inspector. He was so great he died. But go on.
He was so great he died. That's like that's like the Oldsmobile Firenza. It was a car so fabulous they had to quit making it.
They stopped making it.
But I guarantee with every person who voted against us in a presidential election, I can find more things in common with that person than not in common with that person.
But they know that.
They don't have to yet. All they have to know is that I'm kind to them.
Kat.
Isn't that hard?
It's hard.
Isn't that terrible?
I don't mind being kind to somebody. I actually kind of do have a hard time with it.
Being kind to people?
I have a hard time with it.
I don't feel that you do.
No, I am kind to people, but I have a hard time when we talk about the politics of it.
Like, totally.
And that's the difference. My aunt is a hardcore Trump supporter, right-wing Looney Tune. I love her so much.
Did you write down her aunt as a person who's not going to listen anymore?
Yeah. it's Aunt Sherry, C-H-E-R-I.
I even put a little sad face by it.
Sherry.
We'll miss you, Sherry.
Thanksgiving's going to be fun.
But it's hard. It is interesting and hard because I love her dearly.
Absolutely.
We talked on the phone yesterday for a long time. I was secretly drinking vodka, but doesn't matter. We talked for a long time. We are so far apart. We can't even talk about this. We can't even broach the subject because we are just so opposite.
So why
do I have to be the one that caves compromises?
Somebody has to. If we both sit here and say, I'm not going to move until you move, then nobody moves.
Right.
Someone has to.
Nobody's talking about the fact that the Dow futures is down to 723.
Oh, yeah. So your 401ks are dying. Yeah.
That's good because there's only $300 in my 401k. I'm fine.
That's all right. I have a question for you in regards to your aunt. So your aunt, who wants to vote for all of the things that are not going to help life in general,
right?
Clearly, how does she feel? Yeah. What does she say about the fact that the unraveling of marriage equality, which is what he wants to do, the fact that you are a happily married woman?
It's very bizarre because
you guys technically are not married.
We're not. No, we're not.
You're not married, but you have three children in common.
And so the marriage is very important to us.
Right.
It's
so
just
that's
not
important.
Happening right this minute.
No, I understand that. And that's fine. But I guess
it's a lot of money to spend on something that might not be legit.
Regards to that? Does she just completely think that your entire life is just a bunch of bullshit?
It's interesting because it's really interesting because she loves us. And I don't doubt that at all. And I don't question that. And it just, she doesn't get it. She doesn't get it. Like, to her, I read this really interesting article about on the HuffPost that someone said, my family thinks that God is a Republican, and my aunt is so wildly religious.
They still think he's
real?
This
comes from religion.
Yeah.
She's so wildly religious that it's just weird. They compartmentalize things. Mm-hmm. So she believes, she's very liturgical. She believes in the Bible.
So I'm concerned about when you were saying about reaching out to that. I don't know how you reach out to someone who's wildly religious
right.
and is convinced
and
that
here's,
you're going to go to hell.
That's right. doesn't have to be a big hand.
But it's weird
thing.
Though. My aunt doesn't necessarily think I'm going to go to hell. She's invited Kelly and I to her church before. We've gone for holidays. She goes to the CCV way out in the West Valley. It's a big fucking Christian church. And then we had a conversation
I'm
once
sure they
about
appreciate
it.
Appreciate your description.
Right. They've got all those weird, that's the weird, little bumper sticker that everyone has. Actually, it's the bumper sticker.
I saw a woman tonight that I know who's recently being diagnosed with a really horrible condition. And I said to her tonight, though, I said, I love you so much. And I would say I'm praying for you, but I don't pray. But she goes, it's cool, girl. I don't pray either. Just think about me. And it was just kind of a funny thing because, you know, something serious. And anyway. So my aunt, I've gone to her church and we were talking about, she works at the bookstore. We were talking about the bookstore and I said something about, I can't imagine that your bookstore at your church would have any books that would be relevant to me or like my, I don't know, it was something about marriage. And she goes, no, we wouldn't carry anything about gay marriage. And that would just be like, this is not something we would do.
It's not okay, right.
No books we would carry. And I said, would your church embrace and welcome Kelly and I and our family? And she said, well, we would be nice to you. Everyone would be nice to you.
Wow. We would be nice to you.
Everyone would be nice to you. And they have been. And they have. They have been nice people. And Kelly and I walk in arm with our children, at this point, one child. We only have been there on Christmas. And everyone is really nice. And I grew up in a church. I get a good feeling. We're singing. It's great. And I enjoy myself. And then I leave and go, I'll fucking never go back there again until next Christmas. But
okay.
It's a compartmentalization that she can do, that I can do, that I don't know how to combat that.
And I'm not looking for an answer for combat. I just was curious how she demonizes your entire existence.
She loves Kelly so much.
So I'm going to guess it's one of those things. Oh, I hate all of them, but you're good.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, it's not even, she doesn't think about it in human terms.
So you can get through Thanksgiving dinner. I think that's great. But what does that do for
our lives?
It doesn't. So what I think that people like that do is they don't think about it. When she thinks about it, she thinks about it in a big, giant, biblical sense.
Right. Yeah.
She doesn't think about Katie and Kelly.
She doesn't realize how it'll affect you.
And
and probably realizes it, but you can't wrap your mind around that.
No.
Like you, and I get it. Like, you vehemently believe that this is the way that things are, but I like Katie, so I'm
going
to create
this
wall.
Men and women, and God has only allowed for it. Men don't sleep with men, women don't sleep with women. They're different.
That's just, doesn't that feel like a coping mechanism?
Missing
I'm going to refer
so
to the professional right there. That's just a coping mechanism to help you.
And quite frankly, Aunt Sherry's sleeping with nobody. So
if she probably needs to get laid. That's probably Aunt Sherry.
If it's not thought about, if it's not talked about, if it's not, then it doesn't happen.
And the worst part is that this woman, it's whether it's my aunt or not, she is so particularly concerned with my children. She loves them.
She's going to pick it up.
One of my daughters is having some health concerns. She's so Quinn. It's a whole thing. But she's helping me. She's so wonderful. Her son is on the dole, right? He's living on the dole.
Of course.
The public dole. And she is okay with that. Her daughter-in-law, her son's baby mama, is a Mexican immigrant. Her parent, she was born here. She's an anchor baby. And but all of those things, she just doesn't.
It doesn't compute at all.
And on this side of the table, none of us on this side of the table can deal with the plight you're dealing with like Kat can.
Right.
I don't say you have the same kind of family background as or aunts that are out there.
I don't
going
have
after
an
you,
Sherry, no.
But
no,
you don't. Lovely. But, I do love her.
But the closest,
she seems nice.
But the closest person at this table who could. Have any reaction or not reaction can have any similarity to what you have is Kat, because her girlfriend, though again not legally married,
right.
You've got the two kids, granted,
we're very busy,
but in the children are not yours. are not yours, though you claim them.
Legally. Right, come on, those kids are yours.
No, right, no, we all get that.
Yes, right.
But in the reality of the world,
but
if Sharon died in a car accident tomorrow, I would never see the children.
You have no claim.
Like, that's a thing.
But that could be our children as well.
Right, that's the same. But that's the same for you. Because at this point, because biologically you've got a stake in that game, are they really? I don't want to say this and sound like I'm belittling anything.
No, you're not.
Are they just yours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
So
all three,
regardless of anything that happens.
Can't Kelly adopt them now, though?
No. Not unless we get married.
Okay.
We have to get married. And we are not opposed to marriage, but there's just some reason. We just are not we don't feel like we should have to be married.
Right. Totally.
Right.
To have it, you know, like my cousin, for example, has a couple of kids from a couple of gals, and he is he's not with one of them, and he's biologically a parent of them, so he gets to claim parenthood. And Kelly and I would, although it sounds bizarre, and I'm not sure why we feel this way, we both kind of do, like neither of us are. We're not crazy about getting married, which is weird. But if I could allow her, if she could adopt, like legally adopt our three kids, and I could still remain their parent, we would do that.
Yeah,
totally.
But that's not on the table.
That's no.
Is that a permit? Because I don't understand the legality.
Yeah. So I would have to sign over my rights.
Sever
my rights to all three children so that she could adopt them.
That's the strong word. I mean, but when you hear sever my rights.
I have to sever my rights.
Okay.
And
there's not a partial sever?
No.
It's either all or nothing.
In that regard, it would be Kelly. If Kelly and I ever split up, if I sever my rights, she could jam and say fuck you and take the kids, and right
that's
now
exactly
I could jam
right.
and say fuck you and take the kids.
Wow.
Sharon could say fuck you and take
totally.
The kids, and
any
that's
moment
why
now.
And that's why when
in fact
I was
leaving town for the weekend
Doug,
and I'm concerned
that was that
Sharon
that's
please come
my
back.
Issue with
please come back.
The relationship that I was in
amazing
oh right
early
2000s right
because here there are these four kids and not being in love with her so easy. But not being in love with those four
kids, right?
Still
horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. And I had literally no rights. And I wasn't looking for rights at that point. But when you're looking at longevity in a relationship, And I was coming into it separately, and they already had a co-parent, if you will. So that wasn't my issue. But the minute that she leaves, thank God, the minute that she leaves, so does any connection that I have with those kids, except for the older ones who had the choice.
Right.
Right? The two younger ones, I've still not seen since 2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one has already had a baby and the other one just graduated from high school. Right. Wow. And I look at those kind of things and I think that happened with me. Here's the fucking shame. I was in, at that point, kind of a short-term relationship, like 2-3 years, right? Okay. These two?
Long-term.
And how long they've been together and with you guys planning your children.
Yeah.
Right? And not to take anything away, but I mean, mm-hmm. planning and doing all that. And both Kelly and Kat are in the same fucking boat I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I call bullshit.
Oh, I agree.
And I know that you do. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
No.
I would be in the same boat, male or female, though.
Me. No, you're correct.
I would
correct.
Be in the exact
right.
same boat, male or female. Mine's not a gay rights
thing. Point.
No,
fair
you're
point.
You're right.
I would
and
be.
Mine wasn't either. You're right. That's right. why I said they already had a co-parent.
And depending but on Kelly, how you dressed in court that day, you could pull off either
but
one.
But Kelly wouldn't be.
But Kelly right. wouldn't be.
Kelly right, wouldn't yeah. be. Kelly would. Kelly is the only other parent that. I mean, she would be the like man that gave me these children. And she says sometimes, like, well, I paid for
man.
So yeah, she yeah. did. She's
that's fair.
Yeah, I paid yep. for him. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah. you paid for him. Yes,
I say horrible shit like that.
So, so quite frankly, here's the sad thing: they could be a tax deduction for her.
Yeah. Well, our accountant.
She could claim them.
She does. Right. Our accountant plays the system.
Yeah.
Honestly,
and that's how it should be.
And we should.
I claim the
very Trump of you to do.
The future president does. Why shouldn't you?
Exactly.
Damn it! You mean I could have not paid taxes?
Oh, drink.
For 20 years, you couldn't have paid taxes.
I hope Kelly's listening right there. There you go. Yep.
Up your ass.
So
Clayton needs some pizza.
Yeah. But it is. It's very serious.
Serious.
Halloween. Halloween is spelled wrong.
The shame is that they...
Actually, I would love a couple of pieces of pizza.
As I'd like to call them.
Are those boneless wings, by the way?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I take it.
Well, what's unfortunate is that I have a very, very good friend who was in a situation where she and her partner were actually married.
Yeah.
However, they adopted a daughter.
Oldsmobile Forenza.
And their daughter.
The girls are listening.
Yeah, they were actually married. They adopted a daughter. And not both of them could adopt her because their marriage wasn't legal in Arizona. It wasn't nationally recognized yet. So they adopted a daughter, and only one of the women could adopt. Then they had a son together. Physically, one of the wives had a son. Then they split up. Because the blonde wife is a fucking cunt bag, and I hope she gets hit by a bus.
Oh my God.
I'm not joking. Tomorrow.
Photos.
Fucking tomorrow, I hope this bitch dies by bus accident. She has taken all of the rights of my friend. No, my friend doesn't have any rights to the daughter that was adopted by her.
Oh, sure.
They were together for 7 fucking years. And
yep.
I'm going to...
Yep.
Go ahead.
And my friend has no rights to the daughter that she raised for 7 years. Although her son that she physically had while they were married, they have to share.
Okay.
They have to share.
Because of the marriage?
Well, but it's a marriage, but also there's a weird adoption law in Arizona. There's a whole law. I have reached out to state legislatures. I have done as much as I can.
Grandparents law?
No, it's not called grandparents law.
No, I'm asking. Would that be something that could be affected?
No, there's a special law, and it is only in regards to adoption.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. The grandparents law could potentially help a co-parent situation. Kind of. I mean, like, you have to wait.
Do you know
that
Tiffany Tapia? Tiffany Tapia? Anyone?
I don't think
her,
I do.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll know. That's who my friend is.
Well, Brandon Banks.
Okay.
Do you remember Brandon? He passed away
in a car accident.
Nope.
Just kidding.
Wrong Brandon.
Oh my goodness, we have 8 mutual friends.
Wrong Brandon.
That's Tiff. Let's see.
What I was going to say is that he came up because he has, he had a daughter. And there was an issue with custody. And he had to fight and find a way around all kinds of bullshit with the grandparents' law. Mm. So I don't know if it would be helpful, but it's something for her to, because nobody had any idea about this. until he mentioned it.
Okay.
So sometimes you find different loopholes and different whatever. I don't know if that'll help. I don't know if that'll just be one more fucking frustrating, you know, kind of thing. But that was a huge, huge thing that
I'm literally going to text her now. But yeah, that's
also I want to let you guys know it's super important. This is breaking news.
Oh, breaking! Stand by. I feel like I
come on. Let's get some music. Breaking news.
Wait for it.
Breaking news.
Leif Garrett, born 55 years ago today. Leif Garrett, everyone.
Thank you.
All right.
We need to not do election shows.
Just needed to point that out.
We need
out.
To just get together and watch the elections.
That's the break.
That was as breaking as I could get at that point.
I feel like that should be a birthday and entertainment that we're not doing tonight.
We could have had like some sort of exit strategy. You could have talked about a lot of things.
No. I just felt like, because I just found it. And, you know, Leif Garrett.
Oh, and you know what? He still stayed strangely attractive.
Yeah, oh, please.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, no way. Prop 206 passed. Minimum wage passed.
I'm
going to
say the heroin.
Wow.
Kind of no. kind of doesn't sell me on it, but.
I'm just going to.
I am literally getting messages rolling through going, what the fuck? Help us.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So many.
All the red. Oh, my God. Very upset. My mom's moving to the Caribbean. Okay, mom.
Okay. By the way,
my kid is in favor of Canada. He says the four of us are moving to Canada.
Yeah.
Kelly's, what the fuck? This looks bad. Also, Palmer is sleeping on an ice pack. Okay.
By the way, let's just look at the whole, the West Coast. Right?
No, it doesn't matter though, Marty.
So my guess
there are
is
some
right
other
now,
ones we have to
we
win
need
on the
Pennsylvania
East and the
North Carolina, or we need Florida.
Go ahead.
Florida's
and then we're
gone.
In good shape. Florida's gone.
Called.
Did they call it?
Florida got called.
What?
Okay. Oh, it they did? Fully? It? I didn't see that.
While you guys are talking, everybody keeps telling me what the results are, but I have like the Secretary of State's maps.
Good work.
On my
you're
all
good work. A bitch. All right.
No, I'm good.
I was going to do a dance break and come back from all this.
Why is 270 to win still calling Clinton?
I'm not sure.
Because I think there's still a
because
path for her.
No, not really. The one thing that's going in our favor is Wisconsin's going one way, but strangely, Iowa's going the other. Michigan is not going our way. New Hampshire's not going our way. North Carolina's not going our way.
What happened there? What happened
the
there?
The West Coast just came in.
All of it?
Yeah, the West Coast is done.
Yeah.
So my guess now, as of 9:01, now that it's officially
Florida.
Called Florida.
No, Florida's called. I was on their website a little while ago.
Oh, all
right.
Florida's done.
Says too close to call.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania is also saying too close to call, but it's going to be.
I don't have Pennsylvania's up because Pennsylvania looks good for us.
It's good.
It was insurmountable in Florida
and North Carolina.
What?
But Minnesota turned around. We're winning Minnesota. So,
oh my God!
My new guess is the weird thing is she's winning Iowa.
Bit by bit.
That is weird.
I'm saying 279 for
Trump.
Strangely
huge.
Seriously,
huge.
You're saying what?
It's going to be huge.
I'm over here doing the math. Yep.
So you're thinking it's the
and I think Trump 279 and Hillary whatever the difference is from 538. But I think Trump won. I will say it now. I think Trump has won, and he's going to win with 279.
You guys, I'm going to go home and take a bunch of sleeping pills.
The only thing that's...
not too many, just enough to sleep for 4 years.
The only thing I might be doing wrong, though, is I may be not giving him Michigan, and it looks like he's winning. That may be 289. Like, I'm not calling Michigan yet because it's low, but she's not ahead anywhere she needs to be, like, at all.
No fun, kids.
And Florida, I mean... If you Google Florida, they called it on Florida Secretary of State called it.
Perkins.
Yeah.
Well, even CNN, for whatever reason, CNN and MSNBC both are not calling Florida.
Well,
because
they don't
want
to be wrong. They don't want to know.
Well,
because they don't want Donald Trump to fucking win is why.
And I appreciate, I endorse that message.
Right? I mean, all those motherfuckers want Hillary Clinton because they're not horrible. What are they called? Deplorables.
We're going to give Al just a few seconds to recalculate whatever the hell he's doing. We're going to be right back after this. It's Q-Talk America. The polls just closed on the West Coast of America.
Fuck!
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Hey, girl. You okay?
You're listening to Q-Talk America.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
Well, the squirrels are back in the attic. Your dad won't call an exterminator. He says it's personal this time. Where are you? It's very loud there. Are you taking a Zumba class?
This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Oh, North Carolina.
We are back in Studio C. It is the Election Night Edition of 2016. I'm Clayton McKee alongside Kent Carlson, Katie June, Marnie Ryer, Doug Wilkie, Al Perkins, and Jason Carlton is somewhere. Who knows where the fuck he went? We lost him somewhere. He'll be back in a minute. But anyway, we are in Studio C. We're drinking. We're eating. We're trying to get through what we are looking at right now. According to the Electoral College, it's 209 to 172 Trump. However, overall, it's not looking good for us. By the way, disclaimer, I'd like to thank MSNBC and Rachel Maddow for the use of this music that we're playing right now. I don't know if it has anything to do with copyright at all. I have no fucking idea. We'll figure it out.
So I think we can call
God, the Dow is down 700 points.
Is it Dow? We're still at Dow Futures, right?
Yeah, well, the Futures, right. So
so they haven't called it yet, but North Carolina looks completely out of reach.
Al, I want to put a sock in your mouth.
I know. Pennsylvania.
We have for 4 years on this show.
I
know.
I feel like you're punking me.
Wishing and hoping. Maine is ours. No. Arizona.
North Carolina. There it is.
Arizona's a no.
Wait, why are you watching a different TV than I am?
Well, I can't change this to
you
that.
You can turn around.
I can't turn around. I want to pretend like what you're saying isn't a real thing.
MSNBC calls a little bit later than everyone else. They're really careful. It must be NBC that missed the call because
I think
NBC
correct.
Is the most cautious.
I think you're correct.
Eric,
what really makes it sad is that New Hampshire...
Yes, is going Trump.
As of right this second, New Hampshire is at 58% reporting, and we are down by 10,000 votes.
How
so,
is the world that
what's shocking to me is that all of these, all
so 538's job is done.
But all of their calls, like all day, all week, all month, have been. And do you think that placated Clinton supporters? By people hearing all day, all week, all month, like,
we're going to win,
Clinton's got this, don't worry about it.
Well, that was one of the things that they kept saying, was they were worried about it, was every time you'd say that, somebody would be like, well, I don't have to vote, I don't do anything.
Holy fucking balls right now.
But we're not sure if they didn't vote or if they just didn't vote the way that we thought they would vote.
Nate
Silver will be unemployed.
And it's going to take a long time for them to figure
the
out.
The stock in 538
will be.
The stock in
538 is over.
It's done.
Because they called it 70% chance of her winning.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the good news.
I mean,
Michigan,
I was feeling like cautiously optimistic, and now I'm just feeling.
The good news with Michigan, though,
worried.
Is that Michigan is still
really
under
good.
Half in. So usually when it's that much, it's not the rural areas that you're waiting for. It's the heavy population areas. Usually,
which are the center of the cities, which are the Democratic.
But Andrea Mitchell reported earlier that Democrats in Michigan were instantly disappointed with the turnout in Flint and Detroit.
Wow.
But this kind of means that what's working kind of towards us into this world of Selena Myers is Iowa and Wisconsin swipping.
The Journal just did a stock futures plunge as Donald Trump's victories in swing states rattle investors. I hope everyone dies tomorrow, and then I can say, I told you so! I don't want to die.
And that's why
our optimism segment
in
turned
a little
from
bit.
June.
I don't want to die. Yeah. I just want all the other people to
let's
die.
Let's don't die. Here, let's fill
wow.
you
wow.
Not you guys. Not my,
you need
not
some
you
more
guys.
Wine, Katie?
Yeah, because I'm freaking out. I need a fucking another Xanax. I took one at like 10 this morning. I need another one.
So how
that's what three kids
doing?
Will give you Xanax.
Oh,
I need marijuana is what I probably need. Although
Trump,
that's not winning in Arizona right now, and I'm pissed.
Marijuana.
I'm not surprised it wasn't. A
I'm not
well
surprised
written.
At all.
I'm not no. surprised either.
Thank you.
It wasn't a good bill.
I feel validated.
I voted for it, but it was
terrible.
I feel like
I
it could have been way better.
Marijuana in Colorado, and I feel good about
we have 90,
it.
90
girl.
According to MSNBC, 90 unassigned current.
Is it winning in California?
Oh, my parents live in Colorado. I'm there more frequently.
Yeah.
Amazon ships.
Although, let me tell you what, I can't smoke that much marijuana because I got high and I went to go see a movie and then the preview was for that movie. Who's that plane movie. Conductor that downed it in the Hudson?
Sully.
Thank you.
I cried through the whole thing.
And so the preview.
You can't smoke pot because a plane landed on water?
No, the preview was for Sully. So I'm stoned at this movie and the preview for Sully comes on and now I've never fly again. Because that's what being stoned.
That's just like Al never wanting to ride in a car again when there's snow on the ground.
Well, I think about you every time I'm in Durango.
It's legitimate.
Every single time I'm on alert. So, yes.
One of my favorite things is one of the first thing I wrote down when we started the show was like, don't talk about the car accident all the time. Turns out it was just Donna Summer. I would talk about it too much. But
she never talked about the car lung accident cancer.
There's one particular turn on the way up to the mountain. And I don't know if it's your turn. I don't know. I think of you every time. I'm like kindred spirits with you when I'm on this
kinda,
turn.
The
I'm
road
like,
kind of goes around.
Fucking Al.
You're just about to go around a curve to the right. But the best part is you've just passed
it's
Purgatory.
It's beautifully scenic.
You just passed Purgatory. You're coming. You're up. Top of Purgatory. We're in Purgatory. But you're above Purgatory coming down the road. Yeah. And maybe, I think we were seriously like 4 minutes driving from Purgatory.
I know the turn. I just feel like I know it.
Because we had just commented on that. We were having a little argument about ABBA because I was trying to explain to younger people that you'll never understand ABBA.
ABBA. That was the fucking crux of this whole guy thing.
You guys, can I say something really quickly?
You hate ABBA?
I need to come back and do this show every week now.
Yeah.
Because.
Welcome back.
I need. This is.
Because, I mean, we have Rudy Giuliani.
This is going to be my therapy. And I'm not joking.
We've had a chair for you the whole time.
I've been telling you this.
I am literally not kidding.
I told you anytime.
I am going to need therapy, and this is going to be cheaper for Kelly than paying
we've got to get you a therapist. We have to get you a new segment because.
Will Kelly be a sponsor of the show?
I don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Maybe Kelly can sponsor. Maybe instead of paying $20 for me to go see a therapist, she can pay $20 for pizza every night.
If you'll let me, if you'll permit me on my own show to take
pizza brought to you by Planning Industries.
Can we take another little time out? I want people to understand one of the reasons that your presence on the show is so wonderful. We produced this. We only got to
is
play.
Is there a list?
Oh, wait.
We got to play it one time.
What?
Oh my God!
Paul Benzo
won.
Champagne. Jason, where are you getting that?
This is all we're going to cheers tonight.
From Fox.
From Fox News.
Wow.
But local Fox?
Fox 10 local.
Just breaking that Paul Pinzone has won.
A good friend, Mark Martinez.
My gosh.
That's good news.
Well. Christmas has come early for that.
The
oh, you're, no, that's fine.
Good for him.
This show's all about breaking news. Anyway, I mean.
Oh, shit. Good for him.
All right, so you ready for the updates from here from 5:38?
Oh,
okay. I wanted to hear more about how great I was, but okay.
we'll get right to that.
Because, I mean, there's a couple careers about to end. So Nate Silver says, guys, the odds you see on 5:38 right now are based only on called states. Clinton's odds will crash when, if Florida is called against her. And Harry Enten, my voice crush, says, there is no blue raw, is no blue wall. So there you go.
Yep, they're drinking. They're over it too.
And everybody's drinking because nobody's tweet. We're getting the silence. That,
I know
like,
my phone is not doing tweeting. Anything.
Go ahead,
there are zero things.
Tell us a story.
What's?
Oh no, the story was, I have pizza in my mouth. No, the story was, okay, you're about coming back. I feel that the entire reason that you left had something to do with this.
Her name is Katie, her health is shady. Well, she's so lovable and diagnosable. Hey, what's the matter with Katie? 'Cause remedy's only for Katie June.
When attempting diagnosis, possible triggers include Chardonnay, jogging, philanthropy, bartending, carpool, sobriety, miniskirts, cauliflower, Channing Tatum, monosodium glutamate, cheese, cabbage soup.
Did she have a stroke?
Do you smell toast? I smell toast. We all smell toast. Gluten, paleo, mitochondrial, Ebola, sorbitol, grapefruit, folic acid, Munchausen, Epstein-Barr, Roseanne-Barr, Pantene, OxyContin, RealContin, FocContin, Rogaine, Biotin, atrial fib, Crohn's, aspartame, Xanax.
Alcohol, Abreeves, wheat, marijuana, Quaaludes, leech therapy, tree nuts, vitamins A through H, zinc, cold remedies, hotter cold packs, riboflavin, standing, sitting, chlorine tablets, stainless steel strollers, vegetables that don't match plaid, aceite de soya y palma, azúcar y pan real.
Margarine, sea salt, purslane, decaf coffee, water picks, multivitamin, saffron oil, high top Reeboks, lawn darts, and
Nantucket!
And now it's time for a segment we like to call
What's Wrong with Katie?
This week.
Guys.
This you guys,
we are the worst so friends
good.
Ever.
No, it's so good. And I actually thought of that segment when I was coming in because I have something wrong.
We all do right now.
Right now, we collectively do.
Oh, I got a huge pain in my ass.
What's wrong, Katie?
Well, it's not with me. It's with my daughter this time. She has something called torticollis and plagiocephaly.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
It's very serious, but essentially her neck is kinked and her head is flat, and she may or may not be in a helmet. And I have looked up a lot of fashionable helmet accessories.
Of course she did.
Sure. Yeah.
Does Dolce & Gabbana make a fucking
they
helmet?
They don't, but they make.
You can jewel this.
So
stickers are the way to go.
Stickers, like working bedazzle. On my melon. That's right. Thinking the Tinker, or there's some, I don't know. Yeah. There's a whole
thinking
lot of.
Tinker.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of really great little
phrases.
I'll
show you mine if you show me yours.
But you know,
is that different?
So what happened is my daughter.
Sorry.
That's a different website.
Yeah. So she did, the thing. I've actually been there.
Oh, boy.
Not the same one. And,
boy.
So.
They wear helmets.
I hope that went away after Yahoo Chat stopped being a thing.
I noticed she had a droopy eye. Then I noticed she had a flat head. Okay. So I see this with her pediatrician.
Sorry.
They say, no big deal. Mm. Just watch it. Well, then the day I go, her neck is turned. Like, torticollis is where your neck.
Is her neck,
the
her back?
The neck is like this. Oh, and so I said to her, the pediatrician, and she goes, I called first thing on yesterday morning, and I was like, emergency 911. Like, the phone's open at 7, and I was on the line at 6:59.
Right.
So I get in there, and I actually see on the top of the page it says emergency. I didn't actually say emergency, so I feel terrible that my voice tonality insinuated that this was an emergency.
Based on time.
And the thing I said to my pediatrician when I got in there was, it's me again. And she laughed because we have this thing. You know.
Hypochondriac Katie.
I'm like, it's me again. And she goes, great, great, great. Anyway.
It's me again.
And so I said that this was terrible. And she said it wasn't. And so I went home and started to call every single specialist I could find. I'm now may or may not be paying $195 an hour for a special. I don't know. I know, you guys, but it's serious.
I don't know.
It's serious to me. So, and my daughter might be in a helmet.
Can't you just prop her up the other way?
I've tried. I don't know. I'm doing stretches.
I have cats. I don't know how that works with kids.
Although, I looked up and I told my mom, I'm Googling, how do I get a helmet? Because I'm like down with a helmet. A lot of parents are saying we don't want it. Anyway, I'm down with it. And the helmet industry is like, you have to have a referral. I'm like, I don't want a fucking referral. I just want to buy this shit online. It's not a thing.
The doctor has to tell you to put the helmet on your kid.
Like, yeah, they
the
do. So I need to find a doctor that's going to tell me.
Why don't we listen to the doctor that's actually talking to you?
But do you ever have a thing where you feel where the doc, but really where the doctor is not
like cats trying to
on
be
board
on
with you?
Yes,
right.
Let's call a second opinion. No, Doug Wilkie's right.
Yes, I need a doctor who. And my mom said that to me. She goes,
my mom says,
are you going to be happy until you find a doctor that agrees with you fully? And I'm like, no.
Right. So I need the thing you should do is when the second doctor agrees with the first doctor, you should maybe think that they know what's going on.
That's a consistency.
Or you just contact the person that knows the people that will probably do that.
But there's a lot of...
Because or you could call Marnie and just get a helmet.
Blah.
No, the doctors. I mean, how many
there
families
are a lot of
do
parents
I know
who've been through this who have also said, my pediatrician said, don't worry about it. And so I didn't worry about it. And now here I am.
Do
my child is having some physical issues.
Do you think we're risking window licking at any point? No,
I think we're okay about window licking.
All right.
But I
like to
ask.
I don't know if her hair is going
like to
be
ask.
cute. I don't want to feel alone. Or earrings will be symmetrical.
But you don't, and, so you don't want
to, right. Of course, I believe it to be a bigger issue than that.
All you
but
do is just get the short, you just shorten the earring.
Exactly. I shorten her hair on one side and she'll look normal.
Well, all I know is that from that stroller that I saw the day of the AIDS walk, you got one of those little girls that's really angry and one that's fine.
Yeah, one is Kelly and one is Katie.
They change.
No, that's right. They change.
The angry one used to be Coco and now it's Kiki.
Coco.
I call them Coco and Kiki. Kelly hates it.
Oh. Because you've apparently made them the wives of Atlanta.
They do. Yeah. I'm on board.
She won't call either of them Coco or Kiki, but I keep calling them that in hopes that it will stick. Yeah,
I'm
no, she's not into
super
it.
Super on board.
Because full names are what?
Quinn and Cohen.
Oh, Quinn and Cohen.
Yeah.
Those are totally boy names.
Now, are there any family?
That's what? Okay, that's what my mom said. Thanks,
Janet. Are there any family?
She called me. She told me to tell you that.
Are there any family names? No, they're not at all. They're not family names. Cohen actually just got a social security card in the mail last week because Janet June hated that name so much that I went home from the hospital without, she wasn't named. Oh. So I have to rechange all of her health cards. Everything is all Baby B.
Oh.
Baby B June.
Baby B?
Anyway, guys, it's hard to have kids.
There you go. You're welcome.
I want my baby.
Baby.
Okay, yeah, it's time for pizza.
Yeah, what's happening since I've been talking about my children?
Well, they're having a commercial about low budget insurance or lawyers.
We're losing New Hampshire. We're losing Michigan.
But the electoral map is 197 to 187, according.
A different kind of
we're
question.
We're losing Wisconsin.
Well, one that might need
an
answer?
Yeah, kind of. How many people are
watching
thinking,
us?
No, thinking that the Johnson-Stein thing is really
oh,
a
I
big
just
deal.
Did you just see my Facebook
no.
post? All right, let me just show
I
you.
Don't think Stein's a big issue for
well,
us.
No, Stein isn't easy. Anyways,
Johnson's
me,
there's 63,000 votes in Florida.
Let me just tell you that the difference between Hillary and Trump in every single state except for Florida is Johnson. So congratulations to all our protest voters
Johnson.
Who
thought, well done, kids.
Yep,
you thought that was a good idea.
You cost us the election.
But they like that. They want it to be Trump so that they can say, fuck you guys, next time vote for, fuck you. Right. However,
yeah, but they have to live with
let me
for
tell you about
too.
What Barbara Saville has posted many times, which I really agree with, which is, run for the goddamn school board. Right. Run for the dog catcher. Yeah. Run for the city council. Like, if you're a green
you important.
Person, exactly. Run
exactly right.
Run for office. Yeah. Don't just show up every 4 years and say, I deserve to be president. Because right. You know what? You don't.
That's what Jill Stein does every
right.
Every 4 years, a Green Party she candidate or a Libertarian shit. Candidate. Yeah. Run for something else.
Right.
Like, develop a base.
Right.
Get
it's
a,
called being a,
get,
a vanity candidate.
Get party going.
Which is exactly what I thought Trump was doing.
Yeah, well,
fucking vanity candidate.
That's a great point.
Did you hear what the comment that he made earlier today to all of his people, whatever, some press conference he did, or some fundraiser? He said that if he doesn't win, this will all be the biggest waste of time he's ever done.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's anybody who loses.
No, but I'm like, well, what a
maybe
lovely message
will,
to send to all of your people. Yeah. The inspiration to all the redneck 4x4 drivers that are out there driving around the world right now.
Is with, you're with, a waste of my time. Life.
Yeah, you were a waste of my time. That was quite the statement to make.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know, it's just sad. It's just
she's
sad.
Ready to take us back,
scary,
by the way.
And it really is scary. The colonies are quite red. Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
La Crosse
I saw
is
another
right across from Minnesota.
Well, like I'm well aware where the Cross is.
Fucking right across.
There, that's where a Train Air Conditioning is based out of.
What a bunch of.
But you got your blue collar Train or La Crosse, Wisconsin.
This
is alive.
Brexit.
Blue
we are,
collar,
we are
but what
having
about
Brexit.
Donald Trump Bill says Marshall. Blue collar.
This is
no,
all
but
of,
I'm saying it's,
no,
it's uneducated white male.
Exactly, are you eating all of that? Or can
uneducated
I have
white male or non college educated white male labor.
I've gained some weight, but seriously.
Holy Jesus.
I know. I said, are you eating all of that?
I wish I would have said this.
Do you want me to go new?
No, I'm going to hang out here.
All right.
There's a plate in the cabinet, my dear.
Did us. Is this on?
Yes.
Did a segment a couple of months ago.
I don't
ago,
mind it cold.
And it was the most chilling thing I've ever seen in my life. They had blue collar, white men that were above 50, 55, mm-hmm. and there was like 17 of them in this thing. And they said, and all of them, not one of them had ever voted in their life. They said, they had, yeah, Katie, you need to hear this. They never voted in their life, and they all said, I'm voting this time around because it's this that means this much to me, and I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish I had brought this up
because he's the guy that's validating really all the hateful
because
things.
Because that's who's voting right now. That's mm-hmm. what came out of the woodwork. They mm-hmm. weren't being polled. And when they were being polled, they didn't either answer it or they lied or whatever. But that's what's happening right now.
Yeah,
those people, the Brexit. Yeah. Katie, you're right. The Brexit vote is happening.
CNN called
it. Bill Maher called it.
Yeah, so CNN also did like six scenarios where Trump wins, and they called what we're seeing now the silent majority of working class whites. This is Trump's dream.
Right. You're right there. Look, right there on MSNBC. 2% is Johnson. So if the 2% could have gone to Clinton, we'd have been 51.
Yep. Those motherfuckers!
So it literally is the Al Gore scenario
all mm-hmm. over again.
Where you wanted to
Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader all over again.
Wow, Nader, good point.
So you don't listen.
Except
to.
I feel like Ralph Nader was probably a little smarter.
Well, Ralph Nader had a lot more going on.
Right, but the thing, it was the same thing though. Everyone feels like I'm gonna be that person that's gonna make a third party noble, work in a party system that's been a two-party system since the election
since the beginning, since the very beginning, right?
Yeah. And everything is set up like
not a parliamentary system.
No, we're not a parliamentary system.
We're a winner take.
And if you want to be a parliamentary system, you have to win your local state elections. So this is all Gary Johnson.
She's getting killed in the popular.
Again, right there, the 3%. You're correct.
Even though that's not electoral, that tells you a story.
Yeah, that's
right,
the 3% swing that they were talking about.
My apologies to those of you who are just listening and not watching. We are watching live screens in studio of MSNBC and CNN, and we are making comments based on what they're showing us on screen as far as percentages, who won what, and how the polls are skewing currently. So if you don't understand why we're freaking out and what we're doing, that is what it's for.
So, Kat, here's what I'm thinking right now.
Look at Rachel's face.
I know. She's right.
And Chris Matthews.
And look at he's
about to cry.
So here's a thought that I have. Mm. I barely was able to survive 8 years of George Bush. I don't think I can survive
four
years of Donald Trump.
Start here. What made...
So talk me down from the ledge.
No. So first, I'm here with you.
I'm thinking about killing myself right now.
She lost Arkansas bigly, according to Jenny.
What made the Bush years so terrible for you? And I'm not condescending you. I really want to know.
Al's going to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not George Bush.
Probably Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Into the microphone, dear.
Probably.
The economy that was shot.
Yeah. Probably, but Iraq. Yeah, Iraq.
No.
The economy.
Yeah.
Well, they undid everything that Bill did to build up the economy that was going so well.
A recession.
The
stock market crash.
The one good thing that I would say is that I did a little preemptive changing of careers. So I got ahead of that downturn slightly.
Sure.
It ended up hitting me at work, but not in a meaningful way. Like there was a hold on raises and all that stuff.
Right.
But that was the end point. I had made a switch before the economy completely tanked. I didn't own a home at the time, thank God.
Right.
You know what I mean? I had done some changes. But definitely that economy went hella south.
Text from my mother. If this goes to the house, we're screwed.
Yeah. I mean, the House was lost hours ago. The House of Representatives?
No, but I mean, if it's a tie.
Oh, if it goes to a tie?
Oh,
she said if this goes to the House, we're screwed.
Which they may be talking about there. I've lost track of my math.
But that actually may help us. Don't they get to pick from the entire primary field then?
No, they just get to pick. You have to have an electoral vote.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing is you
Evan fucking McMullen.
Right, which Utah, I don't He's think has been
Utah.
Called.
No, but he's up.
Is he winning in Utah? Yeah. Good for him.
I believe it showed that up here.
Is he winning Utah?
I believe it is.
We gotta go to that.
No, I believe I saw
that. Listen, of all the problems that I have with the Mormons, they are some nice, polite people that take care of their own.
No,
I'm all about prison.
Evan Mullen is nowhere.
Oh, I thought he was the. I thought he was the. Maybe I'm terribly.
No, Evan Mullen is
at least the Mormons. Had
he was a Hail Mary from Utah.
Yeah, and he's not even beating Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Misinformation.
Mm-hmm. I think they're a little nutty.
Oh.
But vodka.
They have
as a community to be like, this is ridiculous
shit.
We're
not going to vote for Pussy Grabber.
Right. It is a very small amount of people in there.
Keep in mind, Doug, you have a microphone to use.
Yeah, use the microphone.
You sure can.
Phrases like Pussy Grabber need to be said.
The Mormons? The LSD?
The LSD!
I need, in about 1 hour, I'm going to need to take some LSD.
Yeah.
Because I'm beginning to go into shock right now. No, I agree with Kat. I think the Mormons, no offense to Mormon listeners.
How did he already win re-election?
Nutty. I don't know if they're already. But at least they had the integrity to not support the pussy-grabbing Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way the evangelicals did, which is embarrassing. At least they said, we can't do this.
This isn't our guy.
This is not,
there's
we're not
no
doing
way.
It.
We're
and
not
I
about
think
this.
They deserve
right.
some respect for that.
100%. No, I agree.
When we have President Trump.
So.
I can't fucking believe
it. I know. I really cannot believe.
How well, this fucking happening? We should line our lawyers up because you know he's going to come after us.
Oh, yeah.
He's after everybody.
Mm-hmm. Every polling gets
I've
this
said
wrong.
That Clayton and I are going to lose a lot of potential
this
boyfriends.
Is a, that's
this.
A whole subcategory.
Or gain, yeah, because they're going to be scared.
No, I mean, the pollsters
wasn't
everywhere.
Just
no.
Every polling is wrong.
Every polling. The
or
only,
just be
like
to
I said,
work
now
nothing.
It's going to turn out how close do they get?
Because people don't answer their home phones anymore and people are not polite
which,
anymore.
Which means then, nice. Then this LA Times USC poll
was better.
Because they got the same people. So you don't have to worry about not answering their phones. You pick your. Because
let me tell you how many times I've hung up on the pollsters this season. A lot.
Oh, they've updated to cell.
They've got to me. No. They've called me and I just haven't had time, you know, or I've been. Watching old episodes of Madam Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm very busy.
The thing that's not going on over here that the Washington Post just called it too, but Florida has been called for a long time. Washington Post called it a while
ago. Are they still not calling it?
They're still not calling it.
So great.
That's interesting because even AZ Central called it.
Called it too, yeah.
Oh.
So my favorite.
Interesting. I wonder if there is something happening.
Election night drinking game. Drink. Then keep drinking.
There's a drinking game that we're on board with.
Just drink.
And God help us, Pennsylvania has pulled within 50,000 votes.
Shut the front door.
Right there, 49.
Right there.
Fuck you.
Yeah. You'll probably win that.
Oh, no, that's further. They have a bigger number than I do. 2359, I have 2337. So they're ahead of me on that one. I don't know why they're not calling other stuff, because turns out there's no reason to do this. You can just go on Google.
There they go. Florida's just going on MSNBC.
That. I am astounded with that. I thought for sure... With all that she had done, with all of the Cubans and all the Latino vote, I thought for sure
but
she'd get
that.
You know,
the weird thing, though, is that they're still not like calling Mexicans. Georgia.
That is
like,
weird.
Unless somebody has a different state on the board.
Well, it's red on that. Oh, no, it's not.
It's not. Like, that's really bizarre. Like, why is Georgia not? I already erased Georgia off my list. I'm sorry. For all of you still listening at home, I'm not even paying attention to the chat room. And God love you all. We'll be back to normal next week.
If there is a next week.
Or okay. We'll be in internment camp.
We won't be back to normal. We'll be in an internment camp.
Joey from Canada says, Canada immigration website is down. Amina says, Trump is in favor of direct U.S. troop deployment in Syria, which means increased instability.
the fucking link.
BBC has it something from Clinton, but they're doing this thing.
Do you have razor blades in your bathroom?
Yeah, not in that one.
Settle down, Wilkie. That's not the answer. We're going to run you for school board.
So I've lost track of my math. I don't think I'm far off, though. I think it's either 279 or 289. The only states... Let's see if anything's updated here. Oh, Trump took over Wisconsin, so that's gone.
Iowa just left.
Iowa was our hope, because Iowa was going... Oh, nope, they called it. Wow. Whatever came due up in Ohio, he won all of it.
Mm.
Donald Trump is going to be president, kids.
How the fuck?
And by a lot. Like,
you know what? Divisive America is just working.
So does this mean...
Hating people that are different than you
in
is working.
In 2000, we get to vote for Hillary again? When she runs again.
She won't run again.
She won't run again.
No, I'm kidding you. No.
This might convince Michelle, though.
Michelle!
Right.
Michelle for president!
She doesn't want to go into politics, but this might convince her.
Well, I really wanted...
Clinton to win so that she would have.
All right, he's going to hit a button here, and we're going to see something about the Detroit suburbs and about Detroit and find out.
Our friend Todd Wyckoff just
see, but they're not telling us what's missing from that vote. We don't know if that's a final vote or like what percentage that is of that county. That's what's pissing me off.
Every Wayne County's where Detroit is, though, right?
Right, right, right.
Closed captioning would have helped too. Right,
they're not telling us what percent is in. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I just got into the Canadian immigration website.
All right.
Woo-hoo! It's not fully down.
They don't want you. You know, a friend of mine, a couple of weeks ago, we were, you know, went to lunch and we're kind of...
now it's down. I'm sorry.
We're,
now I got server
error. Stressing about the election. And my friend said to us, she said, you know what? The problem is, the thing that has led us to here, because the question, like, on the table was, how the fuck did we get Trump to begin with? And her theory was that we elected Obama too soon. That the country was not ready for the black president. And so the backlash from that is so severe and so harsh.
Well, the country was ready for change.
Right, the country is ready for change. However, the country, as it seems, was not ready for the black president. You know, the country, it appears, is not ready for the woman president. Like, we need change. We can see that we need it, but I don't think that we're ready for it.
But black man to woman was never going to happen here.
Right.
That's what we're learning. We push the envelope
a little too far. We try to be a little too progressive.
Too far, too fast, and we regressed to a point that none of us were ever going to be ready for.
It's hard, and unfortunately, we're going to have to hope that the system saves us.
Somewhat.
We're going to have to hope that our entire system of government
it's Canadian website right there. Got a problem.
Very nice.
So the Canadian Immigration Service. So
the way our system of government and our beloved founding fathers envision is that should we get a tyrannical president that the Senate and the Supreme Court can stop him. So we have to, at this point, right now as we're sitting, unless miraculous things start happening in Michigan, Nevada, and what's left? Georgia?
Georgia's not going to happen.
Georgia.
We have Minnesota. I've already crossed off Michigan.
Minnesota is still...
No, Minnesota we should take. Minnesota should be ours. Michigan's gone, which means that the Rust Belt, they bought all that trade stuff. This tells you that Iowa,
That tells
Wisconsin,
you that the uneducated white vote came out.
But it also tells you that the I was screwed by NAFTA.
Oh, sure.
That whole thing, it worked.
It worked.
That whole thing about trade, which Republicans don't stand for. Republicans.
Money Trump's ethics, kids. Have we not learned?
But we...
Yeah, but unfortunately, the money is going into the shithole right now.
Well, but we're going to blame that
Everyone
on Hillary.
Everyone is going to burn in hell.
But
Optimism
back.
Corner with Katie.
Reel it in, Katie.
Welcome back.
But the one thing we have to kind of think about is that, like, NAFTA is a Republican thing that didn't make it through until Clinton came in.
Yeah.
It's actually from a Republican president. It was Bush's baby that Clinton softened up a bit and it got passed.
Yep.
So they're pro trade.
But if you're a Trump sympathizer, then you don't believe that.
Right. So but you're going
even though it's fact, they don't understand.
No, but it's they're just voting against this time they're not voting against their interests. Their interests really are anti-NAFTA, keep the jobs here. They're voting against the party. So this is kind of an anti-Republican party vote because the Rust Belt just went to her. Yep. I mean, just went to him.
Oh my God.
So if this manufacturing quarter heard that trade stuff, that goes against what Paul Ryan wants to do.
I can't fucking believe they called Florida. Ugh.
Yeah.
But it was very similar to Obama. She was never even close. And it's going to turn out this way with, like I said, I already wrote off Michigan. But
so is it rigged?
Well, now it is.
Yeah. unfortunately, no.
Maybe the Russians hacked into the voting.
Oh, we haven't heard that yet. We haven't heard that in this yet.
We've rigged it against ourselves. We bought into.
I agree.
We buy into misinformation. Yeah, yeah. We buy into sensationalist information. We've done this to ourselves. Somebody, one of the people on my Facebook news feed said, well, you know, we need to put CNN and Fox News and blah, blah, blah in timeout. And I'm like, we have to do that.
Yeah.
As soon as it's not profitable.
Right.
To have breaking news every 30 seconds, as soon as we stop tuning into that. That we've done this to ourselves.
Yeah.
I blame, you know what, and future historians are going to trace this all the way back, watch this, to MTV.
turning point.
That's right. MTV is the thing that brought this whole thing down.
24-hour television.
Seriously, tell me, Kat. Like, go for it, because I want to fucking... What do we do?
No.
Right. You guys, like, I'm talking... I want to die when a MTV slow decided death
decided I'm that, typing. Like, when MTV decided to find out what happened when six people... who have never met before, decide to live in a house, reality television.
Oh, you mean that far out.
That far out. No. No, I'm
right on board, because I caught that, the downfall of human civilization.
MTV is to blame for all of this, and we bought into it, hook, line, and sinker. Right. I have no cable. I don't care.
And the early 90s was ground zero for this happening, because that was when real world happened.
Yep.
And guess what else was it? The when entertainment and media collided.
CNN became a thing, right?
Infotainment.
And do you remember? But right before this, so I have another ground zero
bring
story
it on,
for you.
Bring it
Why
on.
Is everybody not hiring?
OJ Simpson trial. No one knew what to do with that, so it was hard news, it was sensational. But like, I think it was 18 months before the ground zero story was. Remember,
right here, breaking it first. Breaking
Paul Rubens masturbating in a movie theater.
I don't know how that's breaking it first, but it is.
No. Because nobody knew what to do with that. Was that a National Enquirer story, or was that a National News story?
Oh, was that actual news? Sure.
And it went into actual news. Then OJ happened. Then CNN, MTV, Real World. Kat's got it right.
Yep.
That was the end of it all.
Opened up.
Now we have Kim Kardashian. Our first
Paul
Kardashian
Rubens
president is Donald Trump. Yep. This is America.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow.
I feel like we should stop podcast because we're part of the problem.
What do you think play Doug Wilkie?
No, that was. That's it. Doug Wilkie.
I've done a lot of thinking about it.
No, that's critical. Doug Wilkie just spells it out.
That was it.
Al, share your mic.
I've been following the demise of America for 20 years.
You're totally right.
Democrat. And what do you think the possibilities are that he's going to become president? Well, he might right now. And
holy balls.
And what happens when he just gets into office and says, just kidding, I'm a Democrat too,
Mike Pence.
I'm going to do everything you guys kind of want.
No. Mike Pence. Yeah, no, it's not.
Well, Mike Pence.
That's the only reason that I would say.
Well, what if that's a joke too?
No, it is.
No.
He's not a joke.
Trump says he's just going to do whatever he wants to do anyway, right?
No, Trump says he's going to hand the reins over to his VP. He's not actually interested in being president.
In the house.
Right.
Yeah. Donald Trump doesn't know what to do.
No, because he's never been a politician before. He's a reality TV star.
Right, so he's going to...
And a failed.
Oh, fuck us on the Supreme Court. I'm more concerned about that.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned
That's exactly
about that
right, Clayton. That's the vote tonight.
So, right now, not to keep... I think it's going to be 290.
Those senators better not be dummies, and they better come back into session real quick before the end of the year and fucking approve somebody.
Right.
And get
it
done.
They won't.
I know they won't.
They won't.
No, this is their motivation to not do it.
Yeah.
Right, you're correct.
So I just posted
the people on it.
So NATO just placed 300,000 troops on high alert against Russia. Stock markets are already crashing, and the U.S. dollar is already crashing, and he hasn't even won yet.
Yeah, it'll crash tomorrow.
Yeah. Congratulations, dumbass.
Yeah. So
I'm really glad I didn't buy a house this year.
Welcome to America.
Not to keep bringing bad news on bad news, but my projection is now
that I'm about to put some zombie-proof doors on my front house, back house.
Yeah, Trump's going to go 290.
Al? Sorry. I fucking hate you.
Get out.
Wow. No, we're not friends. Like, legit skis.
Get the fuck out.
Well, as we did the last time we did this show.
We're not friends!
Everybody else was chit-chatting while I was sitting here doing the math and going website to website.
That's why we brought you here.
Yeah.
No, I don't care. We're not friends. We're not actually... Remember when I said I was friends with Al Perkins?
Remember that
Just
dark day?
Just kidding! Just kidding, everybody.
I have this from yesteryear. Hang on.
Ryan is a total hottie McHotterson.
Hottie! He's amazeballs. He's like the hottest hottie that ever hottied.
He's like... a hottie times infinity plus another infinity, and his smile is totes adorbs.
Totes my goats. It's cray cray adorbs.
Totes my goats.
That's for you, Kate.
That is literally.
Totes my goats.
It's so good. No, that makes me feel good about life again. So thank you, Clayton.
Stand by. This just in. Buddy Early just updated his status on the Facebooks. Let's see.
Was it goodbye world?
It just says we're a laughing stock, and I agree with Buddy Early at this point. Yeah, we're a laughingstock.
You guys, let's talk about where we should Mabes move.
Well, Mabes?
Before we do that, can we just talk about the, because it's already horrible, but the gloating.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow's gloating.
Can I just pretend you're a redneck motherfucker?
The gloating.
You dumb dumb. Yeah. Like, how do I, can I fake how gloat to you so we can avoid it?
Yeah.
You're stupid.
Oh, God. Oh, look.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
That's your attorney general, people.
Maine?
Rudy Giuliani, new attorney general.
Maine is too close to call because of the way they do their votes, where they have three statewide and one
ow, I feel like
district.
You are hopeless.
Oh, they have one vote
romantic.
District, right?
And so they're going to go 3-1. They're going to go three of their four votes will go to her, one will go to him.
Stupid.
Yeah. So, let's see. If I leave the country, I'm technically going to be kidnapping. So I need a country that doesn't extradite to the United States.
I think Ecuador doesn't.
Sounds like Russia is pretty much.
Because I'm clearly taking the children.
How about Colorado?
Where's Snowden now?
Is that?
I'm pretty sure no.
Does Colorado?
No, he's not. He
not
moved.
Its own country.
Snowden. Fuck.
If I'm not, didn't Snowden move?
Because otherwise we can't leave the state.
Oh, sorry.
God,
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
The Ecuadorian
guys, I'm going to move to a weird hovel in Colorado. I'm moving to a weird...
Snowden is in Russia, and Julian Assange is the one
that's
in the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Snowden's still in Russia.
Yeah. So Russia just destroyed this for us.
Possibly.
Is that what you're saying, Doug Wilkie? Come on.
No, I'm just trying to figure out where we're going to move to.
Well,
but also,
I don't
want... extradite. I think Ecuador does an extradite.
Dear Google,
so watching a live feed on Facebook, one of my favorite things that I keep seeing pop over and over again is, thank you, our prayers worked, Jesus won this election.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't know Jesus was running. Was he a write-in?
You know what?
Jesus.
You know what? Now
fucking
he doesn't run, Kat. He walks on water. You know what? I hate Jesus. Now I do.
I'm better than you. I don't even believe in him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't either. No, I actually, let me tell you, I believe in that Jesus was a man.
Oh, yeah.
He was a guy. Yeah.
I'm not saying somebody didn't exist. I just don't think that he's.
Most likely Jesus. But.
Look at that motherfucker.
But Clinton's 30-year death march to the presidency will end with her losing to Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
Sad as that.
Doug Wilkie. I'm about to shoot.
I feel horrible.
I'm about to second amendment you in the face.
Here's another thing.
We need to reel it in with the violence. Huh?
I feel bad about this for her, and I've heard this on other things.
Yeah, it's weird.
She got all this way, and she didn't even get to run against somebody who was a quality person to debate.
Marnie said that. Marnie said, couldn't she have at least lost to Obama or Romney?
Somebody
she loses to this fuckhead.
Oh. Give her jab.
That just has to be the feeling.
You guys,
of what
how
the
could
fuck? And that's
every
why, and
CNN
that's why it says that, or that's why everything that's telling about this is that we just no one in America except for those that voted for her, obviously, were
the
ready
white,
for a woman,
uninformed, low class.
But it was about being.
I will
her
call
being
them
female.
I think so too.
For those of you looking for this show later on the website, it may not be available.
Low class.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Low.
That may be a good
class. Schmucka fucking tellies.
We had a theory in the kitchen.
I don't even know what that is.
Schmucka fucking tellies.
No, seriously.
Low
class. Marty and Katie and I talked about this.
Okay. Low class.
We know this is kind of the Brexit, white. Blue collar thing,
yeah.
But did we underestimate? Underestimate the fact that
don't ever over underestimate.
There were a lot of people that really just don't want a woman.
The Bushism for you,
and I'm talking like mainstream people,
sure,
who are just like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm not voting for a woman.
I said this to Doug Wilkie in the kitchen that my partner's father,
tell that story,
who's not horrible. I can't say the N word on the real radio, but he said when it was Hillary versus Obama, he said. I would vote for an N-word before I would vote for a woman.
Exactly.
And he didn't actually say
a Nigerian
word.
Yeah.
No, he didn't say
N-word. He said
N-word.
The full word.
He said the full thing.
How do we feel about Morocco? That seems nice there.
Yeah. Ooh. I feel like you'd get a lovely
Northern
tan.
Coast. Good choice.
And so
I would tell you I'd buy an island, but nice I just lost
there.
All
it
my
seems
island.
Nice there.
Our point is Doug Wilkie's point and I. Hello.
Thank
hello.
You. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks. So me and Doug Wilkie have a point.
We're making a point.
I'm sorry.
Me and Doug Wilkie are making a point.
French.
And it is that.
My French. What's the point?
People don't want like a woman. Women.
They don't want a woman president.
I can't imagine why.
And like Kat, that we are moving to the south of France.
Yeah, also.
We'll get a villa.
It sounds nice.
Is that a place?
This about the time that we start going, bah, 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 bah.
You guys. Yeah.
I want to kill myself.
This lovely woman on MSNBC right now, Katie Tour is her name right there in
she's
the blue jacket.
I hate her.
Katie Tour is so fucking glad this is over because yeah. Katie Tour is the one who had moved to France and was happy, London, living with her boyfriend, happy life. She flew over here to do something in the office for NBC. And
yeah,
like,
she went to pack up a few things and visit with people.
Tell the story.
So she got assigned in London. And when you're in London and there's not news in London, it's nice to go back to NBC and just kind of remind them, hey,
I'm here.
I would still like a story. So she went back to New York, picked up a few things from her apartment. Well, she didn't live in New York. She just went to New York with an overnight suitcase.
Overnight bag, right.
She had like three outfits in there. And they're like, hey, funny story. You're in town. You have a couple days. Trump just announced his candidacy.
Yeah.
And they're like, can you just follow him? He'll be out in a couple days. So she got on the trail with her overnight bag.
Oh, wow.
Went on the trail, and she's been there, and now we're at
She got
June.
The premiere assignment, like but when she got it, she got thought, I got the joke assignment.
I got the joke assignment. Yeah.
Right.
And now she's the...
So she's like, so everyone she's knows Katie Tur.
She had a serious boyfriend in London that she was like... serious about. She hasn't seen him. She went back once and just like grabbed all her clothes and came back.
I think she'll be going back now.
Oh, she'll be like, ooh, can I have that London assignment again?
He's exactly. Gay and now in a band in the West End.
I can't. I want to, I literally almost want
so
to
when this is
suicide.
Done, she's going
to
be like, fuck you, I'm out. I'm
you
going back to Europe.
You need a hand-holding group test.
I need a fucking Xanax because I have three kids.
Gina
I need to remember my children because
yeah.
I'm ready to end it all.
We're not going
to
end it all.
And this is why pot should be legal because everybody just went to what prescription drug you could get your hands
yeah,
on.
Right. No,
because
I've got...
it was poorly written. No, you're going to Xanax
no,
and things that
I've
cause
got,
real harms
of a smoke I have
a
Xanax,
joint.
I have Percocet, I have Vicodin at my house.
But you're listing all these things you could OD on for the same effect.
I'm gonna use it all after I drink wine.
No, I want the Xanax, not the mom.
Yeah, I want it all. I
so,
want it all.
I don't know if anybody was following. If you're watching MSNBC, and I'm
but
sure
Katie
if you like
June
us,
has access
you like
to lots
MSNBC.
Of meds.
But Steve Janicki, my former boyfriend, who I just broke up with because of his bad news, he just did the math and
no.
called it.
Yeah. Fuck him,
Kornacki.
But I just don't understand why.
I don't like you fuck. Anymore either.
I know, but I don't know why they're hesitating. Like, just do it. It's been over for a
rip
while.
Rip that Band-Aid off. That's a nurse talking right there, my friend.
Just get it. Like, and I went through this, but 50 minutes earlier, 4 years ago, but I'm like, Obama just won, kids. Like, the bridge is down. The horses are dead.
I don't actually... I actually physically don't like you anymore.
I know.
Like,
and
my physical body
is
giving me a reaction to
and
you that's like,
latest... The unemployment figures that just came out a week or so ago, the economy... All of the plus things that we've been riding on,
exactly.
All over. It's all done.
Yeah.
It's all over. Fuck it.
This just comes down to white people just wanting one last hoorah.
White people
stupid
who
people.
Like white people.
Enjoy your double wide trailer in your
stupid
trailer park.
White people.
Yeah.
And white people should burn it in.
Well, sadly, I just added your family who voted for this dumbass. Yeah.
Though, well, they as of today, my family said, no, we decided not to vote. We couldn't.
Oh, they didn't vote at all.
No.
Oh, that helped too.
You know, what's interesting, though, like my dad, God bless him, who is a dum-dum, but he said, I voted for Hillary, wasn't happy about it, but I did it. But, you know, like, God bless him. My mom is at a pro-Hillary rally somewhere in where old people hang out. I don't know, in the West.
Adele Webb community.
Dan the man.
Dan the man.
Yeah, she's in Adele Webb community.
Right.
And,
she's one of us.
I'm sure she's sad right now. I don't know. Let me see if she's texting.
I can't even imagine.
My partner,
I feel like Q-Talk is going to be on vacation for a few weeks after this.
And that's okay.
That's
okay.
Because we got to go be nice to Hicks that we find and enjoy the Confederate flag flying everywhere.
No,
pretend we like it.
Can we at like burning crosses? That's a thing we do now.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
We're
the same people that we were 3 hours ago.
No,
I promise.
Cat Carlson,
Katie June,
we won.
Katie June, listen to me.
I'm losing every.
No.
I'm losing myself.
I want you to touch my hand right now. Hold my hand.
I feel like you're a Muppet right now. What's wrong with you?
No, we are not the same.
You and
people
I are the same people that we were three hours ago.
We 100% are,
and you're still going to go and do wonderful things and be afraid of everything that hurts, and you're still going to do all the wonderful things.
I have a feeling that there's going to be some crazy shit that goes on.
There is going to be some crazy shit that happens.
Yeah.
And there would have been some crazy shit that happens if Hillary had won, too.
You know what?
There is crazy shit that happens.
This just did. Leonard Skinner is getting back together. I don't know what that has any relevance.
This just in. Ted Nugent has become vice president.
Well, I always say, I don't understand the Leonard Skinner thing. They all died in a plane crash like 40-some years
They're
ago.
They're not really coming back. I'm just
Can you
kidding.
Imagine?
Oh, no. But people still go see them, and I'm big chunks of you are dead.
Like, one guy is still the original member.
I'm a little concerned about where Ted Nugent is going to be in the cabinet.
So for things to do when you travel, California and Massachusetts passed...
Is it gone too?
Trump now has the House, the Senate. So all those things you were talking about, so Trump now has the Supreme Court, the House, the Senate.
The Trump, the House, and the Senate.
And the Supreme Court, because he gets to name his first judge, because they're not going to budge on a Supreme Court justice.
Whoever brought these, I'll buy more.
I feel like I need to go home.
Yeah, that's the news that's shocking. He just won everything. You need
don't need to run overtime.
You need an Uber.
You know what?
I need a suicide machine.
And an Uber.
I can take
And an Uber, yeah.
You know, I always talk about I just want to be on a big piece of land in Missouri in my hometown and mow grass. That's all I want to do now.
Not in Missouri.
I'll go back. Land's cheaper.
I'm getting it.
It's like the Sheryl Crow of mowing grass. All I want to
do is mow some grass.
So speaking of grass, what an organic segue.
Oh, look at that segue.
Marijuana legalization passes in California and Massachusetts.
Hey!
So you can now travel a couple ways.
Just a couple
of
hours away.
Arizona.
I'm going to California this weekend.
Arizona, Nevada, and Maine are still up for grabs. So we don't know.
Still up for grabs in Arizona.
Arizona has not...
Schumer won his...
That was literally, according to my calculations, it was written this minute. It says 11:44 Eastern time, which would be 9... Oh, it's 10 minutes.
10 minutes ago.
10 minutes.
Double it and add 30.
Is 270 to win.com just... are they done?
Have they just gone home? Well, maybe.
Is that website up for purchase? Because maybe we should just buy it.
Will they show Trump as 163 Clinton as 258? Right. That's just not a thing.
Because they've still got Florida in the maybe column. So they haven't given him Florida
yet. And North Carolina.
And I don't know. I don't know why they're going to do that.
They've already factored Callie's numbers in there.
I can't fathom what Rachel will be saying.
How is it that Florida and North Carolina?
I mean, in the chat room, the Roe v. Wade.
In a very, very, very... Oh, yeah, Roe v. Wade.
Mike Pence having any kind of say?
Oh, right,
because
he wants
bodies.
To do everything to do with any menstruation period, any pregnancy, egg that drops.
Like
he wants to know everything about it.
So,
terrifying.
In a weird twist of events, Evan McMullen was a no, didn't matter in Utah. He finished lower than, with still some votes to be counted. Clinton beat him, too.
Poor Evan.
But still,
he was awfully young, too.
But for Donald Trump's gloating moment, he won a majority against, he didn't squeak that by in a three-way Bill Clinton 92 way. He won the majority in that state. So they didn't vote. So all your praise for the way Mormons voted, you can just shove that up your ass. Because they did.
Wow!
All right.
They voted for him.
You're so kind.
Overwhelmingly, he beat Hillary and Evan together. This is decisive.
Yep.
This is seriously one of those times where he can get on TV tomorrow.
How the hell did we get here? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because everybody's a real housewife of something.
Right. Well, it does matter how we got here. What's actually going to matter is what we do now.
And what's going to matter is how our lives are affected.
Yes, they're going to be affected.
We've been talking
about a huge, huge seismic shift in our country.
I mean, if I don't think anything else but how my children are affected, legitimately
our children. Yes. Yeah. Our mm-hmm. all. Like children,
and you have
affected.
Daughters. Like she's got boys, yeah. so they're a little ahead of the game. Like
my girls can't have abortions,
but not if right. any one
or,
of
no,
them
they can't,
has
no.
any
no,
kind
no, no,
of
no, no. We're not even down to
or
that.
Can't
far.
Even
you can't
at
do
all.
Any kind of family.
No,
family
we
planning.
Can't family
like,
plan.
Birth control is coming. I mean, Planned Parenthood. You can say goodbye to Planned Parenthood yeah, as of tonight.
Oh, bye.
Planned Parenthood no. is officially gone yeah. now. You can go state by state. No one's fighting it. You're
yeah,
gonna
that's
going
to come out of
your
budget.
You're
going to
get the most extreme Republican
funded.
You can on the Supreme Court. So any kind of Planned Parenthood is now gone. Now you'll have 5-4 decisions the
and
wrong
I
way.
And I know what's really... I know that like you're saying this flippantly, and I don't...
No, I'm not saying,
no,
I'm not saying
not
it flippantly at all.
No, that's not...
No,
I mean, I know you're not being flippant, but like you're, the way that you're saying it is like, well, this is what it is.
And it is what it is.
It is what
it is. I get that, but it is so sad to me. Like I
tough pill to swallow. It, I mean, truly, but what Al is saying is absolutely
yeah,
correct.
I mean, it...
Meow Cal in the chat room is saying, yeah, just remember those federal LGBT anti-discrimination executive orders under Obama will be taken away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How...
Trump all right.
I don't... I am just so baffled.
There's going to be a lot to talk about. There's going to be a lot to think about. The important thing right now, if anybody listening right now, don't do anything rash.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously,
oh, yeah.
Don't
to freak out.
Like freak out a little bit, freak out a lot. Start thinking about what you can do. Don't do anything rash. Don't hurt other people.
Oh yeah, don't do
don't
that.
Hurt yourself.
Oh,
I'm serious. Like
not.
Seriously, anybody
you.
Listening
I'm
tonight?
Yep.
Like this is terrible news. Yep. We're gonna talk we'll about some terrible things.
Yep.
You know, if we podcast the next couple of weeks, we're gonna talk about some scary things, some terrible things. Don't do anything. We're gonna get through it.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
We're all going to get through it. Like, in my own life, like, I've been a lot of things. I've been homeless. I've been all kinds of different abused. I've been all kinds of things. I've survived. I know we're going to get through this.
Yeah.
You've had your challenges. You've had your challenges. Everybody's had their shit and their low point and their horrible moment, and we always get through it. This is a low point. This is a terrible moment. We're going to get through it.
Absolutely.
President Obama said it today. He said, no matter who wins... the sun's still going to rise tomorrow.
Sun's going to come up tomorrow. I'm going to drive people to school tomorrow. I'm going to go have a really boozy lunch tomorrow. These things are going to happen.
What do I do about like
mimosas are still available?
Postitos is still going to be serving mimosas. Exactly.
Wait, but seriously, what do I do about my brother's girlfriend who likes me and Kelly but voted for Trump? And I don't know if I can face her moving forward. Like, I mean, I don't know if I can. Like, but I'm serious, though. Yeah, I can. Yes, obviously I can. I'm going to, like, look at her at Thanksgiving. But, like, how do I befriend her? And, like, I'm asking you all seriously.
You be patient, just like we were with Bush, and watch his presidency self-destruct.
Yeah.
So, and stand, and we'll be able to see that. Right.
But, like, this girl.
In spectacular fashion.
Who loves my brother and wants to marry him and this other thing. She just... I mean, like, never has it been more pressing than it is right now. Like, she voted against, she loves me and she loves Kelly and she loves our children. But she voted directly against us.
Tell her
in
that.
The face of us.
Tell her that.
Tell her that.
Tell her that.
Say, you know what, friend? As you're gloating, you know what you've done to my family?
Yeah.
Like, this is what's happened. This is what's happening. And how are people going to know if we don't make it personal? You know what I mean? Like, we all loved the Harvey Milk documentary. Like, we all come out in various ways for various things. If you don't look at your potential sister-in-law and say, listen, I'm glad that your party won and that's how America goes, but I want you to know that you have voted against these rights for my children. You have voted against these rights for Kelly and I. This is how what this means to me. So please understand, if I definitely don't like your politics, and maybe we just pass the butter at Thanksgiving and call it a day. You know what I mean? Like you can be kind to people and start to kind of reach out to people that are different, all the while saying this is what you've done. You know what I mean? You don't have to be condescending about it. You don't have to call her stupid. You don't have to call her deplorable. But you can say, you know what? It's great that you love my brother and welcome to the family. But I want you to know that you have just voted.
Against my family.
Yeah. Like, directly against my family.
Yeah.
And this is why. Like, you have to come at it factually. You have to come at it less emotionally. You have to let people know. You have to let people know, though. Yeah. You know, you're especially, you know, your brother's girlfriend. And that's what I'm saying.
Like, I
want to
be able to say, like, I want to be your friend, but I also need you to know.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, don't.
But what you can't do is, look, is put her down for it.
I stopped giving you all bad news because I'm watching it all on my computer.
We need to.
Yeah.
Read your messages.
What messages do I need to leave?
The one that I sent you.
Where did you send it?
I think everything that could be thought of.
There's 87 fucking ways to get me a
Facebook
message.
Facebook Messenger, it sent.
I see what you're saying.
I think any kind of thoughtful...
Right. Katie, we were talking about...
No, we're done with that.
Brexit Brexit... buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll have Trump buyer's remorse.
And we probably will.
You know how they woke up? England woke up and said,
and you know what they Googled the very next day? Their biggest Google was, what is Brexit?
Yeah. I wonder.
Fuck you, England.
Well, now we'll be living that.
But one of the things that Harry Enten is very, 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 my voice crush, well, not anymore because now I hate him, but one of the things that Harry Enten talks about all the time is that the Brexit was because they weren't looking at the polls. It really was 50-50 up until the last minute, and people were just putting their own, well, no one would do that. It looks close, but no one would do that.
Right.
Unfortunately, this isn't close.
No. Like,
there's nothing to bitch about here.
Yeah.
All right, boys and girls.
Oh, thank God she won Scranton. Oh, Jesus. I hope that's the good thing.
Oh, Scranton.
At this point, I don't know how many weeks we're taking off. We'll figure that out. Follow us on Facebook if you don't already. If you do, well, you'll understand. We'll figure it out over the course of the next couple days if we're going to have a show next week or the rest of the month. We may take the whole fucking month off because there's some
holiday.
Everybody
take a day. Call in sick. We'll do what you got to do. Take a day.
I'm going to go drink. I don't know about the rest of you.
Just jump in front of a train.
We're gonna
please don't do that. No one do that.
Even if we're not here next Tuesday, we're going to say it. Let's wrap up tonight's show and leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday!
Or see you in the Northern Territories!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.